Just a loop. I've been tricked. This is supposed to be like the full song, but it just sounds like a loop to me, chat. Just a loop. Before I start going through the motions of my stream, I should ask, how is my audio? Because people complained that my audio was too loud or too quiet before. I've tried fucking with it, and I gave up, and I just disabled everything. I disabled everything on my mic except the mic itself, and a very slight noise gate. But I am sitting here without the fan on. So I think everything's good. Excellent. Wonderful. So, today, I played some nice, Kirby music, because as everybody knows, Kirby is Jewish, and, yesterday was the start of the, Jewish holiday of Passover, which I believe in Hebrew is pronounced, Pesach. So it is now Pesach. If you celebrate Pesach, I hope you're having a nice Pesach. There's a special Shabbat Shalom that you're supposed to say on Pesach, but I forget what it is. I've fallen behind on my Jewish studies chat. Fix the Odyssey chat. Odyssey chat seems to be working for me. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It's on the screen, so I don't know what else to tell you. Let's see. Pesach. Okay, I gotcha. I feel good. I feel good. I feel good. And I will be... Yeah, I feel good. I've had some downtime for the first time in a very long time. So I thought to myself, I will do some routine maintenance on the Kiwi Farms, which I have had to neglect in recent times. And... he took soft and far from the mic. Okay, let me check the chat, make sure, because people are going to complain about the mic, I guess. I think the mic is fine. I have two live streams on Odyssey. I don't know what to tell you then, because I haven't changed my settings at all. So if there are two streams on Odyssey, that's not my doing. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, dude. I'm not, like, I haven't changed anything. If the restream key on Odyssey doesn't fucking work, then Odyssey's just fucking broken. Like, it's trying to stream it to the last... I see what it's doing. It's trying to stream it to the last... Fuck it, I'm just disabling Odyssey. I don't know what to tell you. Sorry, you're going to have to use Kick or Rumble because it just doesn't fucking work. I published last episode on Friday to Odyssey, and I'm using the same stream key that I use every fucking time, and if Odyssey just doesn't want to work, then it doesn't want to work. I don't know what to say. I'm not going to sit here and fiddle with it for 2.5 fucking hours. It's just, I don't know what to tell you. Like, everything else works. I got 8 fucking things going. All of them work except Odyssey. So, yeah. What was I saying? Okay, so I had some downtime, and I was working on the forum, and I fucked everything up, as I usually do. I accidentally deleted a bunch of attachments and avatars on accident. But my file system is versioned, so nothing is truly ever deleted. But I did fuck everything up, and I need to unfuck it. So, I'm aware that there was a guy that was listening to my stream, and he was an expert in S3, and he had like experience in Mineo in particular, and I forgot who that guy was. He needs to reach out to me because I need to unfuck something. I need to undo the last deletion to a bunch of different files that were deleted in a certain date range, basically. And that would probably need a script. There's no built-in way to do that with Mineo CLI. So if you're that guy and you know how to unfuck a file server, let me know. Or if you know in general, just let me know. That's not, I don't sound too worried because it's still there on the server. It's just like, I'm going to have to figure out, like, I have to write something to actually automatically go over the file server and find all the files I deleted, like, a couple days ago and undelete them. Because I use, in case you're wondering, in case you're, like, an expert and you're like, how did Josh do this? I use sync on the wrong directory. And from my, I've used sync a bunch of times for S3 stuff. I was not aware that it deleted your files without an explicit flag to delete files. Because I'm pretty sure in other CLIs, you have to explicitly say that it can delete files. But that appears not to be the case with Mineo, at least. Have I tried moving to Dayton, Ohio? No, I have not. I've not contemplated it. I've been told by a very reliable source that Dayton, Ohio. What's wrong with Dayton, Ohio? Dayton, Ohio. Female cop. So that is my tech spiel for this. Actually, no, it's not. Because I don't know if I want to show this off yet because I don't like tech. When you talk about doing something and you, I've said this before, if you talk about doing something and you actually do it, you get the same kind of reward in your brain. Like you say, I'm going to lose weight, and then actually losing weight, like saying I am going to lose weight is going to like trigger the same kind of reward center that actually accomplishing something does. So it's best not to announce your plans to do something. However, since I've had some downtime, I started working on the forum rewrite in Rust again, and I've had some progress for the first time in over a year. You can actually see, if you open this up, this is the commit log. You can see I've done a bunch of stuff over the last couple days. And then the last commit before April 20th was in March 2023. So it's been a while. And this is what the code looks like. It's been, like, it's over, I think, 1,000 lines. It's probably closer to 2,000, if not more. And one of the big roadblocks that I hit with the rewrite last year that was so daunting. It was so daunting that I didn't want to start working on it, because like breaking ground and trying to find the right way to do something is pretty. It's like a mental roadblock. Like you don't want to start something the wrong way. At least I don't. You don't want to start something the wrong way and then have to fix it later. So you're like do a lot of research into it. And then you're, like, so paralyzed with choice or a lack of choice that you never want to break the ground and start doing the work. And in my case, with the project, what happened is I really needed to start having attachments. Like, a lot of my main grievances with Zenforo and how it works is that the attachment system sucks dick. When you look at the modern landscape of websites, multimedia is one of the most important things that a website has. Often it's all it has. Like on YouTube and TikTok, the two largest platforms in the world, it's just video sharing, right? So not having good media playback on your website is kind of a death knell to any kind of community. Because in the modern era, even on a text-based forum, people are still going to be sharing files of audio and video, right? Like, look at X. Like, imagine if it didn't have really good media stuff, right? So, Zenforo, because it uses PHP as its main code base, is extremely limited in what it is able to do with media files. It's very slow to process images, especially because, you know, you're limited to just your CPU. So, if you want to, like, process a video and do stuff with it, or maybe re-encode it, well, you're shit out of luck. So I'm kind of approaching this with the idea in mind that I want things to the media on the site to work in a particular way. And so I, kind of the first thing that I want to get really squared away correctly is file attachments and how that processes. So I'm kind of using FFProbe, and I'm trying to, as it turns out, there's no good way to identify what a file really is. It's just kind of like guesswork. So there's lots of like hard coding guessing what things are just based off the audio and video streams that are probed by FFProbe. So in short, I've managed to get uploading working. Put the file into the server. It's processed by FFProbe. It's checked against certain types. It's uploaded to the file server, which would be S3 or a local file store. And then it's recorded in the database by a Blake3 hash, which is used for deduplication. I have lots of stuff going on that I'm very proud of, and I will flesh it out over time. But just getting to this point is a huge like step forward, because it was such a mental roadblock to like commit to a certain approach. And even though it's been so long, like I started working on this, I think in 2022 or 2021, and it's not done yet, obviously, because I've had lots of shit to do. But I've never like stopped learning Rust as I went along, because the Kiwi Flare stuff is all in Rust. The chat overlay for my streams is all in Rust. So even though I've not been able to work on this directly, I've been putting my time into things that would like progress me and into understanding patterns and stuff. So I'm quite proud of it. There was one other thing I was going to say about this, and it's lost on me now. I'll just leave it there, I think, because I don't want to, I want to ramble more than I have. Oh, there is actually, okay, so one of the things I also need to consider is, sorry, let me cut this on. I'm going to turn the fan on. You guys are going to tell me if you can hear it or not, okay? Okay, hopefully you can't hear that. I think it's far enough away that you can't hear it. Okay, so I need to work on the front end at some point, and that's another thing that I'm very non-committal about. I don't know too much about how front ends on websites work anymore. It's been so long since I've, like when I last had, like, a proper job and I did stuff, I don't think you can hear it. You guys are full of shit. I'm looking at my my decibels, and I don't see it at all. It's been a while since I've had to work on a website proper, and like when I last did work, you just used jQuery for JavaScript, and then for like CSS, you just hand wrote CSS, and for the HTML, I think the HTML5 boilerplate was like the most modern thing, and it was like the earliest version of Bootstrap had just come out, and that was like a breaking new ground into like the modernization of the internet. So it's been a while, is what I'm saying. So for the front end, I am strongly considering this, and don't laugh, okay? You're not allowed to laugh. If you laugh, I will be very upset with you. This is the USWDS, the United States Web Design System. This is a product of the General Services Administration of the United States federal government. If you ever used a U.S. federal government website, it looks a lot like this. They use a standardized design template. I really, really, really like it. I think that it looks great, and it's extremely accessible, and it has all the components you need. So I'm considering using the federal government's templating structure for the front end of the forum. I don't know if this is a bad idea or not, but I'm big brain black guy tapping his forehead right now, because if I use the government templating stuff, it meets all the requirements for a government website. So if the feds or like a local government ever want to like contract me to like host a forum for whatever reason, like an internal forum for a government agency, the website will already be standards compliant with their systems, and they can just pay me a ludicrous amount of money for a cloud setup for their agency or whatever. That's the big brain theory, right? KiwiFarms.gov, now we're talking. That's a website that's not getting deplatformed. Not until the bombs drop, at least. Okay, so that's just my thought. I really like how these, they did a good job with this, I think. And I think it could work for a forum, especially like a regular forum. I'd have to play around with it. I have no experience in any modern like front end stuff. Like the, I can't show you it because it's on a different computer. But I can't. I have no like recent work. I think everything that I like the hardened crowdfunding thing I use is just Bootstrap, and I don't think that's in vogue anymore. I think people use something else, but I'm not familiar. I think they use shit. What is it? It's like Elixir or something. There's some weird name with it. It's like pseudo HTML. I don't know. I don't want to do all this anymore. I'm just talking about my work. Hopefully you guys are impressed by my kiwiforms.gov idea. Cool. So, Ilhan Omar, if you don't know, is a Somali first-generation immigrant. I think first-generation. She's a Muslim. She's one of the first... I think she's one of the first Muslim women elected to Congress. I think she's out of Minnesota. And her daughter, Isra Hirsi, 21, is claiming that she is homeless and starving because she was suspended from Columbia University for anti-Israeli protests, which had her zip-tied for 7 hours. Well, what was her? I can't even imagine the audacity of the daughter, the adult daughter of a sitting congresswoman to pretend that she does not have access to emergency services. Oh no, I've been suspended from my school for activism. That's it. I'm going to starve. There's nothing more I can do. The only option that I have is to lay down and die where I stand now. Like, come the fuck on. How do you even feign that much? Like, this bitch has never wanted anything in her life. She has never had to feel hunger. Except for like, oh, I'm hungry. Let's get lunch. She's never had to feel hunger. She's never had to do without. She's never not had something that she could immediately get just by asking mommy and daddy and the federal government. And she's going to be like, oh, no, I'm suspended, so I'm going to die. I have no place to go. Oh, no. I'm in a university. How far is Columbia from D.C.? Like an hour? It's like really close. I think D.C. to Columbia University. If it's more than 2 hours, I would be shocked. Google wants to give me a CAPTCHA, but does Bing? Let's find out. 4 hours. Oh, my God. What a disaster. Josh doesn't know his geography. Don't you know, Josh, you gotta drive from New York to Pennsylvania and New Jersey through Maryland, and then you're in D.C. That's 4 hours. No, if she was suspended from her school with her phone and credit cards and bank accounts and emergency money and the little bag of gold she wraps around her neck, she can't afford to drive to D.C. Not happening. Very sad, very tragic, praying for her. Google, by the way, I mentioned last stream that Google had a protest that resulted in like 18, I want to say, 18 employees being eighteen Palestinians in Google Ranch waving Palestinian flags, waiting to get fucked. So they fired all those. However, apparently they were not satisfied by that. They had popped the Palestinian zit that was on their ass and bothering them, but they knew that there was an ingrown Palestinian hair that they had to get removed. So apparently they did internal audits and discovered that there were 20 more sympathetic Palestinians in Google headquarters that may interfere with their business relationship with the great state of Israel on this Pesach. Of all times, chat, they're sitting in, they're being anti-Semitic during Pesach. Someone said it's a hard K, Pesach. Unbelievable anti-Semitism. It's basically another Shoah all over again. So Google says, we cannot stand by and let this Holocaust happen again. We have to get rid of these Palestinian protesters. And so they did, 20 more, fired, let go, psh, boom, shot out of a rocket. Straight out of what's the name of their thing? It's like 1600 Amphitheater Boulevard. Apple is the one that has the fancy like zero infinite loop as like their headquarters. I think it's 1600 Amphitheater Boulevard for Google. Straight shot, straight out into the San Francisco Bay. Boom. Goodbye. Hamster, that's right. I was wondering why everyone was ham dancing in chat. Because of the hamster. It's not there, of course. Sorry. Yeah, actually, I didn't forget him. He was having some matzah. I'm just imagining a little hamster eating some matzah, some flatbread. Cool. Very good, Google. I don't know. Someone left me a shitty comment on my last stream, so I don't feel bad for those Palestinians. I'm not asking you to feel bad for Palestinians. I don't feel fucking bad for Palestinians. I don't feel bad for Palestinians even with the war. I don't give a shit. I said from the beginning it's two desert tribes, because I guess the Jews aren't Arab. But it's two desert tribes killing each other. Do not give a fuck. It doesn't involve me. Not my people. I don't care. I don't know why I have to care. I don't know why I have to hear about it. You know how many people are genociding each other in Africa right now? Do you know how many different tribes there are in Africa that are actively fucking murdering and raping and pillaging each other's villages all the fucking time, year after year, and have been for hundreds of years? Like, a dozen. I think there's a dozen genocides happening in Africa at any given time. I don't give a fuck. Why do I have to give a fuck about the Palestinian Jew thing? I don't care. I don't care. You can't make me care. You can't make me care. I'm not going to take my care pills. I'm not going to take my care vaccine. I'm not taking it. You're not forcing me to take it. I hate the Antichrist. I refuse. So, yeah, I don't care. What I find funny, and what I remarked last stream that I think someone misinterpreted, is that it's not that I am sympathetic to the Palestinian cause. I just find it very funny that of all the progressive causes that get Google to say, okay, that's too far, it wasn't Liz Fong Jones parading around, getting people fired, causing controversy, and, like, haunting the fucking office space like a specter. It was the Palestinian sit-in protest in the office HQ over the business relationship between Google and the State of Israel. That was the one too far. I guess Liz Fong Jones, even though he got a bunch of people's lives ruined and just fucked with people constantly, he didn't jeopardize their direct business relationship with a client. I guess Google and Israel have some good goings-ons right now, so. Kick chat is on the fucking screen. The green letters are kick, bro. They're right fucking there. Are people, like, just fucking with me? Look, I just type something, and it shows up in the fucking chat. I don't know why people, like, is this, like, the new meme? Like, you're just gonna lie about the overlay? Like, I'm looking at it right fucking now. I even oriented my desk so I don't have to turn my, because if you heard me talking like this, where it sounds like I'm really distant, it's because I was physically turning my head 90 degrees right to look at my other monitor. Now I've oriented my shitty little desk and my shitty little monitor so I can fucking see it. Anyways, I have achieved a small victory in my ongoing multiple litigations. So just to summarize this as expediently as possible, my attorney decided at various points that because I was being sued in Utah and neither I nor Russell Greer and also Kiwi Farms, a website, was being sued in Utah. And neither I nor Russell Greer had any reason to be in Utah, in the Utah court system. He filed a very, 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 very late venue change motion. Now, normally, 4 years into a bullshit copyright claim, you cannot file a venue change motion. However, because Russell Greer decided not to oppose any of the motions that we filed, we basically were granted all of them, I think. No, actually, the other ones are pending. They granted us the stay to get us the fuck out of their courtroom, and so we were being moved to Florida. After we were moved to Florida, Russell Greer decided, actually, I do want to oppose this change of venue, so we filed a motion to what I lovingly refer to as a motion to undo the thing that just happened, which is not a real motion. You cannot motion to undo the thing that just happened. You can appeal it, but you can't motion to undo the thing that just happened, especially when it comes to venue changes, because it's a very technical area of law to decide who has jurisdiction. And as it turns out, when a court decides, actually, we're going to transfer this case to Florida, they immediately, as soon as they decide that we're going to transfer this case to Florida, the jurisdiction immediately after that does no longer has any jurisdiction. So there is no way that the court could have granted his appeal. However, in his motion to undo the thing that just happened, which was already moot, and there was no fucking way they could give him what he wanted, even if they wanted to, they waited 30 days to reply. That's interesting, because you could file a reply immediately saying, we don't have jurisdiction anymore. We can't give you what you want in your motion to undo the thing that has already happened. But they waited 30 days. Why would they do that? Well, maybe it took them 30 days to decide that they were going to reply to this. But the real answer is probably this. In the motion to undo the thing that already happened, Russell Greer threatened to appeal it. He said he was going to go take it to the 10th Circuit's appeals court. And as it turns out, you have 30 days to file an appeal, even of anything. But as it turns out, it doesn't pause. It does not pause for the reply from the court. So because, again, the way this happened, we asked for a venue change. Court granted it. Russell files motion to undo the thing that just happened. Not a real thing. Doesn't exist. He thinks that he can appeal it once that's rejected. However, the clock was already starting on the thing that had already happened if he was going to appeal it in the 10th Circuit Court. Now, even if he appealed it, he would have been rejected because it's bullshit. And as the 10th Circuit doesn't have jurisdiction over the case anymore because it's in Florida. But just to make sure there's absolutely no fucking way that this has any chance to tie up any more goddamn time in the courts, they waited 30 days knowing that he would wait for their reply before trying to appeal it so that when he does appeal it, because he will, they'll just say, it's been more than 30 days, go fuck yourself, and then they'll kick it back. Florida, in the meanwhile, said, you guys are still filing shit in Utah, so we're going to put a stay, we're going to put a holding on this until you guys figure out what's going on, even though they had jurisdiction over it, but now we know for sure that Florida has jurisdiction over the case. So, guess what? Case is now active again. It's in Florida. Russell Greer can file an appeal to the 10th Circuit Court. Appeals Court, it doesn't matter. It's too late. They will say goodbye. Bye-bye. Enjoy your trip to Florida. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Have fun in Pensacola. Bye-bye. Check out Pensacola Beach. Bye-bye. Try not to drool in any of the young women in bikinis on Pensacola Beach while you're there. Bye-bye. So that's what's happened with this. The case is now active again. Also, I should mention that our Supreme Court writ of certiorari, I want to pronounce that, was listed. And it has been scheduled for another conference, I think it's next month sometime. And generally speaking, the longer that it takes to answer the writ, the more likely it is to be received. If it gets relisted even one time, that 5% chance to be accepted goes up to a 40% chance. So we're waiting on that. That might also happen at some point. Cool. That's the Russell Greer update. There is no Stebbins update. Hardin filed something to challenge his application for pauper's exemption to filing fees. And the magistrate judge for the West Virginia courts said, we already, you don't have to file this. They seem kind of annoyed, but it's like, you're going to be annoyed. It's an annoying case. You know, you're going to be annoyed. It's worth pointing out for your consideration that this is stupid, just so you know. And he's like, well, we're going to be looking into it anyways. Like, okay, great. Well, now you know. That's that. Awesome. So that's the Russell Greer shit. We're moving right along, chat. This guy. You may remember this guy. I'm going to read you an article from him. This is old news. This is from July 2016, actually. But I will reread it to refresh your memory. What is it like to file an AR fire? Oh, my God. Hold up. Deep breath. Okay. I'm a podcaster. My elocution is important to my listeners. The author of this article asks, what is it like to fire an AR-15? It's horrifying, menacing, and very, very loud. It felt to me like a bazooka, and it sounded like a cannon. One day after 49 people were killed in Orlando's shooting, I traveled to Philadelphia to better understand the firepower of military-style weapons and hopefully explain their appeal to gun lovers. But mostly, I was just terrified. Many gun shops turned down our request to fire and discuss the AR-15, a style of semi-automatic rifle popular with mass killers such as San Bernardino terrorist Syed Farouk and similar capabilities to the Sig Sauer MCX rifle used by the Orlando terrorist Omar Mateen. This is the guy who cried after firing an AR-15, and then he talked about how he was a pussy on Vice.
People are assholes. I mean, no, generally speaking, if you bike around in the city of New York a lot, as I do, you feel like every car driver is in on some sort of scam, whether it's a covered plate or an illegal parking permit. They're all just a bunch of assholes.
Who are the biggest offenders when it comes to doctoring plates or doing this kind of stuff?
It's a lot of people who are like militantly pro-car. I'm thinking that this is someone who feels like I've already paid my share and these speed camera tickets are unfair. That's just the government is trying to make revenue.
It's true that the city could be making.
So this guy is the gun AR-15 guy is also a militant anti-car fuck cars. And I did a whole Gumroad video on the fuck cars people. He is one of them. He lives in the city of New York. Bit interesting. And a lot of people of a certain persuasion live in New York. Now that I think about it, on this paysage. But he's very anti-car, and what he does is annoy the absolute fuck out of people.
Hey, it's Gersh Kunstman. Go Mets. I mean, Crown Heights. I caught this guy. I was picking up whitefish for my gefilte fish. You know, we got a big holiday coming up. Anyway.
A big holiday? What big holiday do you think was coming up a couple weeks ago that someone in New York would be celebrating? Oy vey. It's a real brain teaser. It's a head scratcher, chat.
Caught this guy. Jimmy, run his record. He's a recidivist scofflaw. Although not until recently did those tickets stop, and it's probably because the cameras can't read his plate. So let's just fix it. If we just fix it real quick. Yeah, I'm going to clean that up. Don't worry. There you go. There you go, Jimmy. Getting all this? Yep, we did it.
Crown Heights, come on, mister.
So this guy, this is his entire reason for existence. He goes around on his fucking bike and he finds people who have tags that he believes cannot be read by machine learning tools through the speed and traffic cameras throughout New York City. So when he sees one of these plates, he fixes it. Either by A, pulling out a paint marker and rewriting the letters so they can be more easily read by a camera. Or B, he like unfolds them or in some other way corrects them. He goes on. He has a whole montage of this.
Criminal mischief. They simply do not want to hear. The cops call it criminal mischief. Their motives are so clear. Motives are so clear.
You can't fight the law.
What was that? It's like an anime girl in like a sex position. And he put that on his fucking license plate.
You can't fight the law, they say, but the law will always win. You can claim you're no wrong from right, but the truth is paper thin.
Truth is paper thin. Come on, Jimmy.
So this guy not only is the biggest fucking cocksucker, faggot, narc Randall to ever live. He's not like a mall cop. He's like a imitation wannabe traffic cop. A wannabe traffic cop. The most pathetic thing possible. If you were to do this in any other state besides New York, you would get fucking shot and buried and nobody would miss you. But he's in New York, which is very protective, of particularly of his persuasion. So he's not going to get in any trouble for being a dipshit faggot all the time. So not only is he a wannabe traffic cop, the lowest form of life to ever exist, lower than amoebas or bacteria or viruses. They didn't know that. This is a true fact. They didn't know how to classify wannabe traffic cops. They can't technically refer to them as a living being because wannabe traffic cops are not really alive. So they didn't know what to say. You know, it kind of fell outside the rules of biology. Like, a wannabe traffic cop, it's insane. However, there's multiple theories on what kind of thing a wannabe traffic cop is. Is it like its own thing? Is it like an actual organism? Then they're not the science is not settled, Chet. It's not settled. Anyways, he's so proud. Not only does he film himself being a faggot, but number one, he's a faggot to begin with. Okay, many people are faggots. That's fine, I guess. Legally, I'm required to say that. Number two, he films himself being a faggot. I mean, it is a brave new era, and we have the internet. Many people do that as well. But then not only is he being a faggot and recording himself being a faggot, he is also writing songs and putting together video montages of him being the biggest cock-smoking faggot that has ever lived, a wannabe traffic cop. It's actually it's a deep philosophical conundrum. It challenges your faith and belief in a benevolent God. It really is just something that you're shocked to discover. But I hope he's having a lovely payzax. I hope he's not. Are you allowed to work on payzax? Is that like a thing? I hope he's painted. He took his shitty little fucking marker out of his ass and then painted it over his door so that his firstborn would be spared, or however that shit works. Anyways, I just wanted to show you this. This was requested of me. Then I thought, like, this sounds stupid. And then I watched it, and I got really, really angry. I thought, okay, I'll play this on stream, I guess. Okay, cool, excellent. Now, the reason why I am federally required to say it's okay to be gay is that Biden, with a snap of his little fingies, has amended Title VI, which is a anti-discrimination statute or regulatory thing, which protects troons from going pee-pee-poo-poo in their own bathroom. So now it is, according to the Department of Education, under Title VI, anti-discriminatory practices, which I believe is probably originally from, like, desegregation. Like you said, you can't say that blacks and whites have to drink from different water fountains. Now it's 2024. Now you say, okay, now you can't say that men can't go to the women's restroom. Even though little girls are being raped by trannies in these restrooms. We have fucking evidence of this thing that never happens. Actually, it does happen, but whatever. We'll make it codified Department of Education regulatory body that says that, no, really, you have to enable this. You don't have any choice. I mean, after, look at this sign. Look at this sign. This person took out the entire, he went to, ooh, what are those stores that all those crafty girls go to? Hobby Lobby. He or she went to Hobby Lobby and bought the finest Crayola magic marker box set, and then pulled out every color, mind you. This is not simply a single act of coloring in. This was multiple colors. This was the entire Crayola marker set being used here. And then put this up in front of Joe Biden. And at that point, it was like the Million Man March. It's fucking over. Equality and justice is coming to America. There's no stopping it now. The tidal wave has been unleashed. So there is no choice but to amend the federal rules overseeing anti-discriminatory practices in schools. So if you have a little girl in public education, make sure she knows what stranger danger is and how to scream really, really loud, because it's in the bathroom. So if you scream rape in a bathroom, unless somebody's in the bathroom with you, they probably won't hear it. Just food for thought. However, even if you are the parent of a little girl in the United States public education system, you're better off than the Germans. Germany has passed a law where not only are parents allowed to start transitioning their children from birth, if they so choose to, if they feel it is right for them to be transitioned, you are now also facing a 10,000 Mark. What is it? Strafgeld? Is that the word for fine? 10,000 Mark Strafgeld for ein Hasspostings, ein kleiner Misgenderismus. That's what's going on in Deutschland. Okay. 10,000 euros of the finest brass coins for anyone who dares dead name a proud transgender folks in the Federal Republic of Germany. I guess America's not that far gone yet. I don't know. Germany's always testing these things out. Always seeing, what can we get away with? The Muslim invasion needs to hurry up in certain places. You know, I've seen this posted a lot, this theory. Like, hey, you know, the Krauts are at it again. You know, maybe Muslims are a good thing. Maybe Islam is the future for the white race. Maybe if we all convert to ethno-nationalists like Bosnian Islam, that will be what's needed to restore conservatism in Europe. And the answer is nine. That is not the case. Because if you look in the UK, which has had a Muslim population longer than Germany, because Germans brought over the Turks in the 70s to fix the economy after everything fell to shit. The UK has had Islams for longer because of Pakistan. I think they've had Pakis over there for a long time. If you look at the Muslim populations in the UK, they do not stay besed and red-pilled. They actually turn super fucking gay. You have transgender imams in the UK now. The globo homo is not called globo homo because it's just white Christian liberals that are pushing the progressive envelope. It is an all-consuming amorphous blob that can affix whatever the fuck into it. Any culture, any language, any religious or religious background, it can all be melded into the globo homo. So the Muslims are not somehow immune to this. They're probably more susceptible to it because they're Arabs and they're retarded and they have a median IQ of like 75 and most of them are inbred. You're not like seeing like all these people coming over and they just have like this psychological shield that prevents them from being subjugated to the same twisting and bending that the white populations of these countries have had. No, they turn out fucking gay. Give it a generation or two, they're going to be fucking gay retards too. They're just going to be brown gay retards that eat kebabs and pay lip service to Muhammad on Ramadan, the other stupid-ass fucking week that they have. So that's the reality, chat. Sorry for the Germans. Look at this. You know, it's against flag code to have them at the same height, but they're just a little bit off. You got the German one, then the EU one, and then the tranny flag. Is that the Reichstag behind them? Hey. Oh, I said the German parliament. Okay, listen. Here's a fun fact for all of you retards out there. A little German fact. Yes. The German parliament is now called the Bundestag. However, the building itself, the building has not changed its name. It's still the Reichstag. So it's the building that tranny flag is in front of is the Reichstag, which once was set on fire by a communist and propelled Hitler to the Chancellor of Germany. I think. I don't know if that's actually the Reichstag, though. No, Jewish, that's parallax. So they are the same height. Is that what you're telling me? Let me check, because the windows... The windows are a little bit off, too. That is parallax. You're right. They are the same height. Pain and suffering await us all. He was already the chancellor, but the, it has a fancy German name. It's called, like, the Brandstag or something. That was the panic over the communists burning down the Reichstag that allowed Hitler to get the Enabling Act passed, and once the Enabling Act was passed, it suspended civil rights and allowed him to do whatever he wanted. He was already chancellor, but that was because Hindenburg thought that he could corral Hitler. And then after the Reichstag fire, it was Jover for Hindenburg. He was now the second fiddle. He got outplayed, old man. Should have won the first war, bitch, motherfucker. What are they talking about? Oh, yeah. Retards on the internet chat. Anyways. What's next? This is the hips of a man. Danny, who has the lesbian flag in his avatar, even though he is a man, says, "These are my hips. 2.5 years after starting HRT, I'm assigned male at birth. My hips are childbirthing and female." So chill. Pagliacci the Hated is going to give us a bio lesson, chat. Top, scrote, bottom, femoid. Now, let's can we get these side by side, chat? Can we get these side by side? Okay. So I'll just have to flip back and forth, I think. Danny, diagram. Danny, diagram. He says these are childbirthing hips. I don't know what child he thinks that he's birthing out of that hole. I don't think babies... Can you fit a round baby into a square... How's that go? Into a square hip? I don't think you can. I think if you tried to... If you tried to squeeze a baby out of those hips, they'd come out like pasta. You know, like the pasta, the little like hand crank pasta thing that like has the noodles popping out. I think the baby would be coming out like that if you tried to give birth to a baby. 2 month fetus. Ugh, yeah, yeah, gross. That's a horrible mental image. Don't say that. Don't say that in my chat. This is a family friendly chat. You can see his. You can't see his Hank Hill ass. Oh my god, wait. Is that his Hank Hill ass or is that like his Neo vagina? I think that's his Neo vagina. That's not like his sad butt cheeks in the back. That's the Neo vag, dude. This dude ain't got no dick. You can see it through the screen. Look at those flat male hips. You can actually see his, oh my god, there's so much more going on. You can see the hips or lack thereof. This is the waistline. And then this is the hip line, and you can see it's just like a straight board, like a male figure with like these sad looking butt cheeks at the bottom, and that's supposed to be his neo vagina. Dude, come on. It's like it's like a mouth or something. It's like Homer Simpson's mouth. I think I can even see the stubble, like the scrote wrinkles on the x-ray. Bro, that's fucking vile. I didn't realize I was showing something so obscene. I was just making fun of the hips, but the more I look at it, the more dreadful it gets. It's a mess, that's right. This is a whole fucking, whole mess, chat. A whole thing. Imagine getting a Hank Hill ass installed instead of genitals. Imagine being a U.S. taxpayer and having to pay for this man's Hank Hill ass to be installed on his front butt. Dow. Terrible. Also terrible. Transgender sex offender is seen. That's like a rhyme to a song. Transgender sex offender. You can do something with that. You can pop that into Suno AI. And get a little bop going. Actually, can I do that right now? I don't know if it will let me. Can I, like, sign in? Write a 70s hippie, flower power song about a transgender sex offender. I have a feeling that Suno AI is going to be like, nah, bro, you can't do that. I have to log into my Microsoft account to do this. It's not going to allow... Let's see. If Suno allows me to do this prompt, I would be very impressed. Sorry, chat. I'm being creative. By the way, I got a Wi-Fi extender, and my connection seems much more stable, which is weird because my laptop said I had a perfect connection. And it obviously is not fucking perfect. Oh, it's doing it. Is it really going to do this? Rainbow Revolution, psychedelic folk rock dreamy, it says. Let's see what we got. Ooh, it lets me play it. I can't believe it. The spirit soul, colors shining bright in a world so cold. It's great. One point. Where's the transgender sex offender part at, though? Does it just like strip that out? Does it just say like, sorry, we're not gonna. Wait, about a transgender man using the rhyme trans, maybe explicit here, sex offender. All right. Don't fuck this up, Suno. I'm giving you a live review right now. Okay, it's doing two more. We got two more coming, chat. And then I'll give up on this. Sorry, I'm feeling very retarded today. I'm feeling more retarded than usual. Everlasting Freedom. Oh, dude, this made a song about a pedophile. Listen to the...
Transgender seeking peace of mind. Flower child in a world unkind. Finding love in a world so tender. Amidst the shadows of a sex offender.
Bravo, bravissimo. I did not intend it to, like, flesh this story out, like, to follow it through to a logical conclusion. I just went to hear transgender sex offender rhymed, and it denied me that and decided to write 70s poetry about a pedophile, I guess. Excellent. Cool. I mean, I like Suno. They're not censored. I don't know if they're going to, like, change that and become more paused as time goes on, but you can get Suno to say some really crazy shit and, like, actually, like, do it. Like, you put in, like, a crazy prompt you don't think will work, and it's like, holy shit, it actually went with it. Great. Awesome. I love computers. Better post this on Zitter. Maybe I have to refine the concept a little bit. Anyways, this is the guy. Wow. Can we get the song? We need the music. We need the music, chat.
Seeking truth and liberation too, in a realm where spirits flew.
A boy-hungry pedophile tranny. Name is Solomon Galligan. I don't know what his tranny name is, but he went into a school in Colorado, in Aurora, Colorado, and said to a little boy, say, hey, little boy, why don't you come over here? And apparently the children at that school are taught, when approached by a black zombie, tranny, to just start screaming stranger danger at the top of their lungs. So eyewitnesses to this event said that after this guy approached the boy and tried to grab him, all the kids started screaming, and this is not a joke, started screaming and running away at the top of their lungs saying, stranger danger, stranger danger. So the teachers have that as like the code word to whip out, I guess they don't whip out guns in Colorado, but to hurriedly run to the scene or maybe even call a police officer to help so that they can arrive in 15 minutes or so. And that's what happened. And he was arrested for predation of some kind. Oh, and this is him. This is just a bad. Come on now. This is just a bad. Nobody looks good in their mugshot. This is him all prettied up for the dating app for Twitter. You can't even tell. You literally can't even tell. Even some women get 5 o'clock shadows too sometimes. You can't even tell. Cool, kind of, I guess. That is your black zombie pedophile tranny segment. Next segment is the annoying orange segment. Everyone loves the annoying orange. I talk about the annoying orange all the time. One of my annoying orange never appealed to me even as a kid. What's shocking? Okay, hold up. Let me play this and then I'll do my thing about what's shocking.
Hey, Orange, give little Apple growth hormone.
Yes, 2024 is going to be a big year for me, literally. All right, I wonder how long it takes to kick in.
Little Apple, did you read the label on this?
No, but it's not because I can't.
Yeah, dude, this is estrogen.
Extra what now? What the?
Whoa!
Come on, boobs! I thought I was supposed to grow bigger!
Well, I mean, something grew bigger, right?
This is making me very confused right now.
Hey, Orange!
Awesome. So this is 2 months ago, and it slid under the radar, and there's a reason for that. Let's take a look at the Annoying Orange channel. If you don't remember, the creator of the Annoying Orange is now a tranny. He's publicly come out as a tranny. So his videos, I think he stopped doing, like, regular videos. Oh, no, he still does videos, like, every couple days, I guess. But they don't do very well. So they make about 100,000, 200,000. I mean, they do fine for, like, if you're just trying to rake in money off of YouTube. That's pretty satisfactory. However, my boy of the Annoying Orange has more out on his mind. He has mastered the shorts. I guess we all kind of figured that Annoying Orange as a concept was just fucking dead. But he cranks these shorts out, and they get way more views. They often hit, like, multiple million views. Like, this one getting 50K is actually really low. Most of them get 500,000. This one has 7 million because he has a – you know what it is? It's butt. It's the butt on the thumbnail. A little kid is, you know, scrolling through the YouTube shorts, and he sees a butt, and he thinks butts are funny, and then he clicks it, and 7 million kids do that. So imagine that you are a tranny, and you have an extremely successful YouTube channel, and you want little boys to start being gender confused. Well, you can just slip in a little thing like this into your shorts. And this one only has, I mean, I say only, it has 700,000, but you can see that some of them have like millions. Like the Annoying Skibbity Toilet, 1.5 million. Annoying Pillow, 5.3 million. So this one did a little bit better. Oh, look, and he's using, like, Bluey. So he's just, like, SEO hijacking this shit. Throw in stuff that kids would search for. Bluey. And then the little kid goes to the shorts and then says, Annoying Orange, what's this? And then clicks that. A million kids did that. But, yeah, so then you're a subscriber to this channel or something, I guess, and then this shows up. And then suddenly you're, like, a six-year-old boy being exposed to boobs. And, of course, a kid is going to, like a nine-year-old or whatever is going to click boob. You know, boob thumbnail and see what that is. And that's what he chose for the thumbnail deliberately to get clicks. And that's what, this is definitely something that, probably shows up on, I don't know if his channel shows up on YouTube Kids, but I bet you it does.
Hey, Ori!
Let's see, 1,000. Well, this one didn't do as well, and especially, like, compared to the butt one. And it makes me wonder if YouTube, like, throttled this and, like, reduced its, like, manually reduced its prominence. But, yeah, this guy, come the fuck on, bro. You're not being subtle at all. Like, anybody with two eyes can tell what the fuck you're doing. Why don't you calm down there? Deadname him in his comments. Like, he cares. They don't really care about that shit. It's just, like, they just whine about it so they can maintain power and control. Like, that's just, they don't really give a shit. It's not age restricted. I'm not logged in, bro. I'm not logged in at all.
Hey, Orange!
I have my Apple! It's like playing the language now. So, yeah, anyone can view that. It's just what it is. Alright. Next. Actually, I probably should have put the Fem Hamster up for that, because I'm done with the, I've been done with the news, actually. So, this is something I don't usually talk about, but I figured I would because it's funny, even though it was not featured anywhere. So I mentioned before, and I'll advertise it. In the game section of the Kiwi Farms and Off Topic, there is a guy who is trying to set up a Kiwi Farms Space Station 13 server. So if you're someone interested in Space Station 13, I think he usually does coordinates to try and get people online like the day after my stream or something. Just go check out the thread. I think he's still doing games. But there is some drama in Space Station 13 because there are people who are trying. There's basically a couple ideas of how to reboot Space Station 13. Some people are trying to, like, faithfully recreate it as a 2D game, and then some people are trying to, like, create a 3D version of it. And all these development cycles are just plagued with problems because they're, like, amateur weirdos who are trying to build this immensely complicated project that has been developed for, like, 20 years by themselves or with a small team in a couple months. And obviously the people dedicating themselves to this, as it turns out, it's like with Wikipedia, like the people with the most free time to donate to work on projects like this are going to be like introvert, social security autists who don't play well with others, but because they have so much time and so much programming knowledge to donate, they're like indispensable. Well, one of these problems is about a launcher. So there is on Space Station 14, there is a guy called Sky, who is a tranny furry dragon, who has been working on Space Station 14, and he has an issue with Jesse Rigaud, who is also a tranny, I'm pretty sure, named Zethir. And I don't know exactly what the underlying issue is. I think that Space Station 14 has like a closed list of servers by default. It's very unfinished, but it has like a closed list of servers. And so this guy named Sky made the Space Station Multiverse Launcher. Like, just to show you how fucking retarded and gay and autistic this drama is. The game is barely fucking done. It's like in a pre-alpha version. There are no features in it. It's not playable. It's not a real game. But there's already a fork schism on the launcher. They can't agree on the fucking game launcher server browser for this piece of shit. They already have developer schisms on that. And the game's not even close to being finished. So this is the level of productivity going on. So this developer who made the multiverse login, and it's not really important, is upset because he has an ongoing feud with this guy. And in his defense, I mean, I can't defend him, but his gripe is that he's tracked down that Zephyr or whatever the fuck. I'm going to call him Retard 2. Sky, the author of this post, is Retard 1. Zephyr, Jesse Rigaud, is Retard 2. Retard 2 is on a piracy forum, and Retard 1 has tracked him down and has identified, because of leaks and shit, that this is Retard 2, who is another developer in this very small development community for Space Station 14, who already knows he doesn't like him. And he basically, apparently he admitted it. I did make those posts, but I clarified in both DMs to Retard 1 that the post is not about continuing a crack. It's about me asking the guy for the unmodded Swift so I can investigate whether or not the DRM is illegally tracking users. And he's basically trying to say, well, I didn't want to crack your game. I just was making sure that it wasn't like, you know, like a virus or something. I just wanted to crack the game so I could like check to make sure it's safe, you know. Load of bullshit. Retard 2 is obviously up to no good. And attacking poor Retard 1 for his Space Station Multiverse launcher, which Retard 2 does not like. However, do you want to guess what game Retard 1 worked on prior to his Space Station 14 contributions? If you guess Furry Transformation Femdom, Tranny Femdom, Hentai RPG, that you are correct. If you guess that very specific niche category of game, you're right. It's called SkyCorp, and Retard 1 is alleging that Retard 2 is cracking his games on these piracy boards specifically to harm his income. So this is like, when I say like he's a Social Security income kind of guy, his major source of income is apparently itch.io, like porn games, which is like furry RPG shit. Okay, so I have to be very careful on this page because it's all porn. But this is it. I'm going to read you this, okay? And I can just show you that he only has 250 followers, so however much money he's getting from this is, like, not a lot. So to say, like, oh, you're deliberately trying to upset my income. Like, motherfucker, how about you get a job? How about you stop selling your weird furry fetish shit? Or at least do better. Do a better job at it. It doesn't have, like, too many comments and shit, so it's not like he's selling gangbusters. I mean, his piracy scheme is, like, seriously undercutting him. But let's read about this game. I've not actually read through this. I just scanned through it so I know when to stop. Because there's, like, weird six-titted hermaphrodite on hermaphrodite rape. Like, in chapter 3. So I'm just going to have to stop here. Chapter previews. Warning. This page contains light spoilers. Don't worry about the weird tranny furry hermaphrodite rape. That's fine. You don't gotta warn me about that. That it's like right under this scroll page, but you gotta warn me about the spoilers. I'm really invested in the plot. Chapter 1, the first transformation. You're an average person working in the city of Mulberry. Well, this is already unrealistic because nobody playing this game has ever worked. Clocking time at your job at SkyCorp. One evening, you're surprised you get a booty call from your ex. When you meet up with them, so my My ex is non-binary, apparently. You find out that they're packing a surprise. They've recently grown a chest of fur. So I just have a feeling that, like, if, okay, just imagine, right, you're laying on your bed or whatever, you're bored, and you're slightly horny, and out of nowhere, you explode into fur. Are you A, going to text your ex, which is already a bad idea in and of itself, or are you B, going to seek medical treatment? If you voted B, that you would seek medical treatment, you're not a furry. Congratulations. This marks them as one of the changed. You threaten to report your ex to the authorities, which would have them dragged to the underworld, a massive underground labyrinth which SkyCorp operates as a forced relocation zone for the changed. Your ex goes on the offensive and slips a cursed fox pendant around your neck. Oh no. And now you're the one changing. As you transform, will you be able to hide your new form or even find a way back to human? Approximately 3,000 words. Chapter content. Fox Girls, Anthro Fox, TF, Town of Mulberry, and Town of Haven. Chapter 2, The Swamp. Your friend Nixie. Who the fuck is Nixie? How did I meet Nixie? Apparently, Nixie is both a character in this game and also the person who drew this lovely picture that we're looking at. The Anthro Dragoness Treasure. I bet you Nixie's a tranny. I'm just going to say it. Sorry. Spoiler. Light spoilers, chat. Nixie's a tranny. Makes promises of vast, ancient treasure ripe for your taking. Wandering through town, you imagine all the... So what did I do after I got the fox pendant? My ex booty called me. And then I realized that they, ambiguous gender, were furry all of a sudden. And then they just throw like a pendant on me. And now I'm meeting up with my new friend, Nixie, who apparently I've never met before. But now in chapter 2, we're friends. Okay, I got you. And we're, for some reason, I'm no longer worried about taking time off my job at SkyCorp, which pays very well, especially in Mulberry, which is a shithole, apparently. I'm now hanging out with an Anthro Dragoness treasure hunter by chapter 2. There's some continuancy errors in this. Wandering through town, you imagine all the things you could do with all that gold. I have a feeling that if you were a treasure hunter stealing gold, people would know, hey, why are you buying shit with gold? It's 2024. We use YIF card now. We don't use gold anymore. Where'd you get this? Did you steal this? Did you rob a bank? What are you doing? You find yourself outside her. Okay, so Nixie is a, for sure, tranny, because they use she, her pronouns. In the underworld, ready to seek out a fortune. Okay, so, I got you. So the underworld is like the Yiffy rape dungeon, okay? And for whatever reason, it's also full of gold. I guess that's how they get you. They know that nobody's going to come down to the furry hermaphrodite rape dungeon unless we put a lot of gold into this. Your adventure will take you to the swamp, where you'll have to be on your toes if you don't want to become a resident yourself. The dungeon is controlled by Naga Queen, who transforms her victims into the denizens of the swamp. The slug girls here have been forced to grow additional row after row of breasts and watch as their arms and limbs become reabsorbed by their bodies. With no limbs, their only recourse is to uncomfortably itch along the swamp floor on their row of sensitive breasts. Wow, that sounds like hell. That sounds like this person describing a circle in Dainty's Inferno. This isn't like erotic, like, oh, look at these poor women are being tortured to roll around on their sensitive reproductive organs because they're like quadra amputees. Like, oh wow, that's so arousing. But it's not all bad. Despite their inconvenient forms, the denizens of the swamp have become quite adept at pleasuring one another and are always eager to welcome a new member should you fall in your quest. And I think after that, let me be a careful Charlie here. Okay, there is weird shit after this, but I'll read the chapter 3 as well. Just don't scroll. The Dragon Temple. So apparently, okay, we were in a town, and then we were dragged into a treasure, into a slug, like a lesbian. Oh, wait, how do slug women fuck each other? They said that they're really good at, I guess they use their mouths because they don't have any arms or legs and just like roll around on their tits all day. So, I don't know. You'd think the tits would become chafed and not very sensitive after a short amount of time. Probably overthinking it though. Chapter 3, the Dragon Temple. So I guess we snuck past the Naga and now we're in the Dragon Temple. So this corporation that handles biochemical research is also a Indiana Jones dungeon filled with treasure and a temple to a dragon. Having braved the swamp, you've managed to find the dragon box artifact Nixie requested. You've returned to outside her home, where you're just about to turn over the artifact to her and find out how you're going to raid the dragon temple. Nixie tells you that you'll both need to be dragons in order to gain access to... Oh, wow. Getting hot in here. Oh, my God. I guess I'm going to have to TF into a dragon. Teehee. Well, I really don't want to do that, but I gotta if I want to raid the dragon temple. There's no other way. And even convinces you to wear a collar that temporarily transforms you into an anthro dragon yourself. What she doesn't tell you is up front is that the collar was previously worn by the last dragon queen. It's already too late to turn back now as the collar latches fast to your neck and begins changing you. She sends you on a side mission to stay undercover in the humans. Okay, listen. So you put the collar on me first to transform me into the fucking dragon. And then you're like, oh, by the way, I need you to stealth through the human town. Motherfucker, how about I do that as a human before I put the fucking collar on? Is that, I guess that wouldn't be so sexy, because I think the gimmick that they're going for here is that, like, oh no, I'm like turning into a dragon, like, oh no, I got a tail and I have to stay hidden in the human town. Oh no, this is so erotic. But as you slowly, okay, I was right, into an egg making factory, that's going to be difficult. Once you've settled into your new body, it's off to raid the dragon temple itself. No easy feat while you're preoccupied with tending to your new dragon queen needs. I guess because you're shitting on eggs constantly. You're like whatever the ovarian equivalent of incontinent is. You're ovo-intinent, and you just shit out eggs constantly. Like, oh my God, I just laid another egg. I'm blush. I'm so embarrassed. I'm laying eggs. Do not crack this game. If you crack this game, I will write a long expose about how you're financially torpedoing me with torpedoes of financial ruination. And I will write a alternative game launcher to your game launcher, and mine will be better. And it will feature dragon transformation sequences and hentai directly built into the multiverse. So while you're looking for a server, you're also seeing hot TF in the background. The future of Space Station is so bright, chat. I have such high hopes for these esteemed developers with so much history and work experience in the game development industry, chat. It's so fucking bright. Awesome. Cool. More furry. I could have a lot of furry drama for some reason in this chat. So this calls a kerfuffle. There's a bit of a news story going on that I think even, Lauda with Crowda, has managed to cover despite going through his divorce. There is a Utah middle school, which I mentioned before last stream, I think, about how there was a protest at a Utah middle school, because there are some kids who are dressing up as animals, or walking around on college, and they're, like, biting and scratching each other. And, yes, there is, like, sexual assault happening in middle schools because of this weird tranny shit. And I guess the people there are too polite to be like, this is fucking weird. Stop doing this. So we're going to see a based black man put two retards in their place. Let's get ready. I thought this was very funny. Wait to the end. Assuming it loads.
What the fuck they got going on at Man Kiddo East High School? What the fuck is this one? Hey, bark! Oh, hell no. Nah. Y'all niggas wildin' on my mama.
Do not make fun of her.
What the fuck? Talking about do not make fun of this. What the fuck is this? Y'all niggas doing this shit in public?
Everyone wanted what? To walk me by the buses.
You want a treat to him? I got you.
I like how as soon as he says, you want a treat? She's like, oh boy, he's going to like validate my my weird complex and treat me like a dog as I deserve. And then he's just like, eat some Doritos, bitch.
You want a treat to him? I got you.
One more time.
You want a treat to him? I got you.
It would have been funny if it hit her in the face. I guess I shouldn't be saying, wow, I hope black men roam around, black, I guess he's a middle schooler, black child, black boy roams around a white middle school in Utah and chucks Dorito bags at white girls' faces. I bet you wish that, because they're furries. I think if you're a furry, do you count as white if you're a furry? I mean, I guess it depends. If you TF into a, is she, okay, listen, is she pretending to be a pit bull or a Rottweiler or a bully XL? If she is, then she doesn't count as white anymore. For sure. That's not like a full categorization that I'm going for. But for sure, if you're LARPing as a pit bull, you're no longer white, and black boys can throw Doritos at you all day if they want to. I'm very open to academic discussion on what fursonas count as white. post your comment below what animals you think disqualify you from being white if you're a furry. There's nothing more to say about this. It caused a bunch of people to spurg out, and their posts got moved to a thread, and then people spurged out because their posts got moved. Anyways, Chris Chan has gravel. This is his first video since, at the house, I think, since the incident.
Hey, everybody. Christine Chandler here, and today I'm going to be collecting a bunch of the stones from the old driveway here at the old temple. For resurfacing for the Etsy store. But anyway, you're going to see my process a little bit one way or another, so enjoy the view.
Right, so here's me.
We have a bucket. We have a glove. What's he doing? Harvesting processed gravel at the Sanchu Temple. What do you call those? Those aren't spades. There's a special name for those little itty bitty shovels. I forget the name of them.
Pick up the guys. This cleans up clean. What are you thinking? No better.
Wait, so is he collecting rocks from the old house because he doesn't live there anymore, but the rocks are like sacred? Does he need like the rocks for like his temple? Like that he's building, like a Sanchu temple?
You'll be sorting out all the trash and the dirt from the stones before bagging them. We did the last time.
Tunnel training. From what I understand, okay, so Chris was never found guilty of anything. So he does not have any protective order. Theoretically, I think if they were both okay with it, he would still be living at that house. But for whatever reason, he now lives with like two caretakers who like try to pimp him out on YouTube and shit. I don't know the full situation with their like arrangement, but that's the gist. I'm a little bit mystified at the gravel harvesting though.
And so it is, like the salt of the earth, the rocks and stones and gravel from this place that is holy and sacred, because I am holy and sacred. I bless all these stones personally with my energy and my flow, and it all be known.
I was right.
It is all.
I just want to say that a normal person watching this video and seeing like a fat 40-year-old tranny digging gravel out of this backyard would not be able to process what was happening. But I, with my 11 years of experience, saw Chris with a trowel, like pulling up rocks out of his backyard. I'm like, oh, of course. He's gathering holy relics from his temple to recreate a shrine locally where he lives now. Obviously, that's what's happening. And I was right.
Finally good. And regardless of what setbacks y'all may have online response, some of you, very few of you, I know more of you have blessings that have been enriched within you from the stones that you have said previously, of which I have personally blessed as well, just by having my energy blessed and around them, personally.
Cool. Thank you, Chris. That's your Chris update. He's collecting rocks in his backyard. Now, here is your Eugenia Cooney update. The famous Eugenia Cooney update. So this is just her being a spooky, scary skeleton, but she's eaten. Let's take a look, chat.
Hi, guys. So I'm at the hotel still in Rhode Island for a couple of days. Just kind of thought I'd make another video for you guys here. And it is such a beautiful place. Like, look at the hotel. Yeah, so it's really pretty here. It has like a... really, really nice, really cool vibe. Such a beautiful view too. Like, you can see the ocean and the sky looks so beautiful out. So we're out at lunch with my mom. So we have our drinks here. I think these are ginger lemonades. It's like a beautiful drink. And yeah, cheers. Yeah, it's a really good lemonade, guys. So those are our drinks here.
Excellent.
Excellent. So our lunch is starting to come. We have a complimentary egg salad. So nice of them to do that for us. And then I think just like some type of bread. So very nice of them. So they just brought our lunches to us. Everything looks beautiful. They gave us these salads and fries and then our lobster rolls.
I could hear. Okay, so I heard squealing while I was in the bathroom. What was squealing? Someone tell me. I'm not going back in time to watch that again. What was making squealing noises?
So we're
going to
try the lobster roll right here.
The daintiest little nibble.
Yeah,
oh my
it's
God,
really
I ate
good.
A calorie.
We have also the fries here.
Oh my God, I ate a second calorie.
Yeah, really good fries too. We're just kind of finishing up, and the lobster roll was excellent, guys. Gave us a great drink here, the fries, everything was great. And yeah, we just had a great time.
Savor delights. Dude, imagine being like a little zoomy zoom, and you're just like, I haven't had seafood in like forever. I want to like have like a lobster roll. Oh my God, a lobster roll. Wow, that sounds so good. So you like type, you go to TikTok and like savory lobster roll. And this is like the video that pops up for like your area. And you're just like, what the fuck am I looking at? How traumatic. We need to keep abnormal people off the internet. For the good of the normals. And the normies. Fucking normal fags. Okay, some sector stuff. For whatever reason, Ethan Ralph challenged incest victim Grace Thorpe to a one-on-one cage match. Now, I'll let you know that Ethan Ralph is a fat, retarded pig monster who stands at 5'1". And he apparently believes that his equal is a molestation victim, a 20-year-old girl who has entered into a long-term sexual relationship with her own father. That's the right person, right? The Thorpe family? I'm pretty sure that's Grace Thorpe. A woman who is kicked in the face by her father/boyfriend on the regular. And he's like, yeah, I want a kickboxer. I want to put my hoof into this and challenge her to a kickboxing contest. I wonder if it's just like attention. Is he just like squealing for attention now going, wee, 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 wee. A veteran. I just like, yeah, fuck it. I'll do anything for attention, man. You got like a little diddle girl and shit, man. Getting kicked in the face. I'll kickbox her. I'll kickbox her good. That did not end it, however. There was another thing that he posted. I guess angry that he was ignored by a girl being raped by her own father on the reg, he decided to lash out at Keemstar, Killer Keem, for some reason. Oh, fuck, I I didn't mute my mic. Sorry. I coughed right into my mic again. Shame for the spray chat. Shame for. Keemstar said, my daughter Mia is selling Girl Scout cookies that deliver directly to your house. Her whole group has went on field trips 3 years in a row because of you all. So I want to say that I am on principle against this for many reasons, which I'll explain. I will go on my Girl Scouts rant after the Ralph rant. Ralph says, fuck you, Keem. Buy them yourself. Take the money you got from exploiting the pedophile wings of redemption and front the cash. Rich-ass motherfucker coming on here wanting me to buy cookies for his little brat. What the fuck? Go ask your rich friends to buy those cookies, you fucking... And then it cuts out. So, this is Ethan Ralph Pig Monster. Upset over Girl Scout cookies. Like... He's upset that Keemstar is, like, trying to help his stepdaughter sell cookies. Which, I mean, really, the tragedy here is not that he's trying to help her. The tragedy, or not just giving her cash to go on trips or whatever, it's that, like, if you don't know, in the U.S., the two competing, like, scout groups... Well, and I guess every country has, like, their own version of, like, the scouts. Like, in the Soviet Union, it was the pioneers. I think it was also the pioneers in Ukraine and Moldova as well. But in the U.S., it's gender segregated. And there's the Boy Scouts of America and the Girl Scouts of America. And it used to be, like, strictly gender segregated. It used to be gender segregated and back in the day, like, in the 2000s. They didn't even allow gay kids. So if they found out that your kid was... gay, he was not allowed into the Weeblos, which is, like, obviously that's a huge tragedy that the gay kid is denied access to the Weeblos. Which, if you don't know, I'm making a pun, because that's the name of, like, the highest rank in the Boy Scouts, if I remember correctly. Anyways, the Boy Scouts taught, like, survivalist stuff and tying knots and going fishing, going hunting and gun skills and so on and so forth. And then the Girl Scouts, like... They sell cookies. I assume that they do other things. I think they might also learn how to quilt and do women stuff. Like conventional, this is what women do. They sew. But the big thing that they did is sell cookies. They would go door to door and sell cookies. And they excuse this profit-driven motivation for little girls going out. And they're basically... Like, you're sending children to go out to strangers' homes to pester them about buying cookies, often by themselves. And it's effectively like a mid-level marketing strategy, like Avon or those knives that Chris Chan sold, like, way back after he dropped out of community college. It's basically just a Ponzi scheme. But they justify it by saying, look, we're not just selling cookies and making millions of dollars off of cookies that we don't actually give to the little girls. We're teaching them how to be women entrepreneurs. We're teaching little girls how to run a business, how to make money, how to be independent. And that was always, like, their cope. So now it's like, Keem, your daughter is selling cookies, and you're selling it for her, and she's not really selling anything. And then they go on their trip. So what does that teach her? It teaches her that rich men equal opportunity. It teaches her that... As long as I have a rich man around me, I don't have to actually earn anything because I can just ask for it and get it. It makes me wonder, like, why doesn't he just give the money himself? Like, just donate it to the troop? Why do you have to, like, sell cookies? And then I realized that Keemstar is, like, extremely, like, greedy. And it's not that he wouldn't just give the money to go on the trip. It's that he doesn't want to because he knows he can sell the cookies to, like, his audience. And then he doesn't have to do that. He just makes more money. It's kind of, if you think about it, it's like a lesson for Keemstar on how to be even greedier. He's learning how to be an independent businessman while he sends his stepdaughter off to trips or whatever. That's kind of how it goes. But, I don't know, it doesn't make me mad. I'm not going to, like, post some Twitter diatribe about how Keemstar should fucking die. Because he's like, apparently he's making millions of dollars off of pedophiles on the Fat Retard podcast. Ralph Dub, nah, boy. He's angry, but for the wrong reasons. I am not angry. I am righteous, chat. I am righteous with moral indignation. There's a difference, and yes, it is important. Next, the Boss Man Jack segment. I warn you, I have hours of Boss Man footage that I will be showing you. If you are an anti-Boss Man non-appreciator, just throw your computer out the window right now. It's fucking over. Get ready. We're strapped in.
She looks kind of tired, but like she said, she's not bad looking at all. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. X, yeah, I think so too. X, yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, she changed. She's leaving. No, baby, come back. Baby, come back. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, wait. Do you have another baddie? I'm going to hell, dude. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, that's a guy. That's a guy. That's a guy, I think. I'm not sure. Yeah, dude. You have to be careful on Twitch, though. I can't say anything bad at all. I'm not saying anything bad at all. I'm not. I'm just saying I can't be careful. They're very sensitive about that. Because people can get very offended. Oh, we got 8 versus... Dude, I kind of want to double that, but I'm just going to hit it.
So, I want you to look at his face. Now that you know what's coming, this part right here, look, like, once the new dealer turns around and he sees the face, watch his face, watch Boss Man. His jaw drops, he looks at the camera like he's on a TV show or something.
Oh.
And he doesn't even say anything. He just says, "I'm going to hell."
Oh no, no, that's a guy. That's a guy.
So if you don't know, he's on Twitch because Evil Eddie banned him for a month, because he called somebody a faggot. I guess I don't know. I say faggot all the time. I guess I'm just not Boss Man, so I don't get in trouble, or maybe people don't report me. Or maybe it's just because I'm not. I think the issue was that he got into a fight with another streamer on Kick, and he called him a faggot. I guess maybe if I was calling other streamers on Kick faggot, that would be like an issue. But I don't know. I mean, I'll ditch platforms before I stop calling people faggot. Sorry. What was it? There's something else with Boss Man. He has a deal with his new. He's on Kick or Twitch. Trying to be a good boy. There's no fucking way that's gonna last. That's just fucked. There's no way. Like, I wouldn't even bother with Twitch. Unless I was, like, doing something, I was trolling or something, and I just wanted to see how far I could get away with something. Being the Kiwi Farms guy on Twitch, that would be it. Like, there's no way that's gonna last long term. Like, even what he just did is transphobia. That's, like, a reportable offense. I wouldn't be surprised if he caught a ban just for this clip. But his new deal is with BC Games. He gets $4,000 a day. The way it works is he gets $1,000. If he loses it, yeah, he gets a reload. It used to be automatic. Now he has to ask for it. They've asked him to stop losing the money so fast because he gets it and he loses it within minutes. They're like, okay, can you at least make $1,000 last an hour? He could easily do that if he just played blackjack or went to slots or roulette or anything. Instead, he goes to this coin flip game. It's literally a digital coin. And there's a heads and a tails, and he bets hundreds of dollars on a coin flip. And it's not even like a real coin flip, because it's like a regular coin flip. You bet a dollar, he bets a dollar. You flip heads, you have $2. It's a coin flip with worse odds than a real coin flip, because it has a house edge of 2%. If he bets $100 and says heads and it's heads, he gets $198. So the house is already taking 2% of your winnings no matter what. So it's actually shocking to me. Like, I know that in the end, like, all those games have the same edge, where it's like if you play blackjack or if you play roulette or you play craps, it's about a 2% edge, or slots. It's like programmed to be a 2% edge towards the house no matter what. So it's all like effectively a mirage concealing, or a facade concealing, a coin flip. But to actually just sit there and flip a fucking coin and lose thousands of dollars and beg for money and cry and, like, say you're going to do something stupid because of a coin flip, it's, like, actually shocking to me. Like, I wonder if he showed this footage of himself playing a coin to himself when he started gambling, like, a couple years ago. Like, this is you in a couple years. You're going to be crying yourself to sleep over a coin flip. If he would be, like, shocked by this. Like, Whoa, dude, I used to play the slot machines and do the gamble with blackjack like a refined gambler, but now I'm just doing the coin flip. So that's where Bossman's at. He's also moving. His parents, so his dad has vacation property, and as it turns out, his vacation property has natural gas. So he has, like, Bossman is thinking that the coin flip prints, Boss Dad has a literal money printer just stationed on his property, shitting out cash for him. So he is upgrading, and I think that they're going to get a house. Apparently it's going to be more remote, like further away from where they're at, and like, I think it's at Troy, Virginia. And I imagine that when they get the house or they build it, they're going to have a contractor go in and then like build like a padded room or like some kind of like soundproof, like rape basement for Bossman to sit in so he can like punch the walls and kick and scream and do whatever the fuck he wants all day, every day. And it's not going to bother them upstairs. Cause I can only imagine their life is a living hell every day that he's like up there screaming. So, that is the Bossman update. It's not a full hour like I said it would be. Not a surprise. Then there is Baldo news. This is what Ricada's up to. Not much. He's still having those weird people come over to his house. One of them is called Diane Imhotza. I don't know how to pronounce that name. I would imagine it's Imhotza. Or April. Sorry. I wanted to say that her name was April, which is correct, because it says April Diane Imhotza. But then I saw the date said April. I'm like, oh, that's not, like, did I, like, confuse the date with her name? No, her name is April. And she has a hearing in April, surprisingly. So, this woman, by the way, is the wife of the guy who he, like, kissed on, or, like, licked on stream. So there is some discussion on if they're, like, if she's a hot wife or... if she's like a babysitter, like she goes over and then has like tea and cake, little cakes, you know what I mean? Like the, I don't know what you call those little like finger cakes that you get at like Starbucks but to go with your coffee. But she basically has tea and crumpets with Miss Rackets while their boys fuck each other. I think that's the prevailing theory on what Ricada is doing with this couple that keeps visiting him. They come over, he streams, gets drunk, they cook SpaghettiOs for his kids as Miss Rackets is passed out on the couch from the Xanax. And then they fuck, the guys fuck each other. So she is driving, she's in a hurry. She wants to drop this little tart off so she can go have tea and crumpets with Miss Rackets. And she gets clocked, I think going 25 over the speed limit. It was something like really crazy. She was going like 25 over and like a 35 or something. And the guy was nice. The cop was nice and only clocked her at 14, but left a note on the ticket that she was really going 25 over, which is nice because over 15 is usually reckless driving, which is like an arrestable offense. So if the cop doesn't like you and he clocks you going like 20 miles over, he can put you in jail, like actually arrest you, mugshot you, fingerprint you and everything. So it really is a blessing, but she's had so many tickets now, I think that her points are adding up. So she needs a lawyer, Chad. Does April know a lawyer in Minnesota who can represent her in traffic court? You bet she knows one. His name is Robert Ricada. So, she says to Mr. Ricada, "Mr. Ricada, I let you fuck my husband in the ass like a little pig. And I am in trouble with the law because of my reckless driving habits. I need you to represent me." And so Ricada took on his first case and entered an appearance as her attorney. His first appearance, formal appearance as an attorney for anybody in years at this point. And everyone's excited. Everyone, and probably even hundreds of people, excited to hear the news, the outcome of traffic court, because the attorney present in it is internet famous and hasn't done a case in years. So right before this stream chat, there is an update to this case. The hearing where Ricada was due to appear with, I think, April there, present with him, to contest the speeding ticket so she can get off without any points in her license. Was supposed to happen, I think, at 2 p.m. Central Time today. How? She's getting the chair. Can we do a poll? Let's see. Poll. What was the outcome? Question mark. Vote one if you think she got off. Vote two if you think she has been sentenced to death. Or vote three if you'll think it was a no-show. I think that would be a fair balance of votes, chat. The poll is now running. Exclamation point, vote one, two, or three. Vote one if you believe that she got off. Vote two if you think she has been sentenced to death. Or vote three if you think that they just didn't show up. And then I will flip the page and we will see the true outcome, chat. Also, you may simply not vote if you believe that voting is gay and cringe-pilled, which is a valid option. We're at 70, 80 participants. I will stop it at 100. We are approaching 100. All right, with 100 participants in, 6 of them said she got off, 43% of them, or 43 of them said that she's been sentenced to death, and 50 of them said she was a no-show. So we can end the poll and safely conclude that people cheated because they were in fact a no-show. So interesting question. Does that mean that she didn't show up? No, it means neither of them showed up. I think that is the official thing. Fail to appear is the entry there. I don't know. I think that there is some skepticism over if it was just April who didn't show up, or Nick, or both of them. So Elb, who is Alyssa Clips, says on the forum that she was told that April and Nick were both no-shows, which probably means that somebody actually physically went to the courtroom and sat in on traffic court and saw that there was no Rakeda and no April, which I believe. I believe that somebody would do that. And so both April and the attorney were no-shows. And then he also cancels his stream. He is not doing a full stream, but he is doing a... So he's canceling his regular stream, and he's just doing a locals exclusive private chit-chat. Because he says he's not well enough for a full stream, which I just assume means that he woke up really, really fucked up and hungover and forgot that he had court that day. And now he has to come up with some excuse why he didn't do it. If you're hoping that he will be disbarred or something, I don't think that that's what's going to happen. I think no-shows are probably more common than you would think. And I think that if he just says, I got really sick or something, the court would just be like, whatever. It's fucking traffic court. It's not murder. The judge will be like, look, he'll do like a time, like cost analysis. And the cost of like trying to reprimand or hold in contempt two parties for no showing, which might even be appealed and overturned, is more than just like rescheduling it. So I wouldn't expect like a huge like slap down over traffic court no show. They'll probably just show up next time. But it is literally a poor showing that he couldn't even make it to fucking traffic court. That's crazy. Oh wait, I didn't even see this. What? Oh my God, the Dick Masterson, Dax Herrera, Daxipad, Juju the Cow, Man Who Gets Fucked in the Ass While Dressed as a Cow, and Nick Rakeda might be doing a podcast. Dude, this is the most exciting podcast that I've heard of since Hassan and iDubbbz. It might even be better than that show where Juju the Cow talks to a pedophile for 2 hours about how much they both hate women because they're not children. Dude, I can't wait. I actually didn't see this clip. Let's watch it for the first time, chat. Let's see how long this is. I'm excited. 15 minutes? You fucking kidding me? Okay, oh my God, there's timestamps. Based. Karaoke streams So this is for the locals. He says that he wants to start doing locals less shittily. Karaoke streams on his... Wow, awesome. That's really exciting. I can't wait to see Ricada drunk and singing in a hot tub. Wow, that's so cool. New mount for the midlife crisis car that he drove off the road as soon as he got it off the lot. Cool. Theology podcast. Manhood podcast. Oh, that's what we need. We need Ricada listening to Andrew Tate. By the way, I got banned on Twitter. If you wonder why I'm not tweeting this week, it's because I Andrew Tate put out a big, post on Twitter about how white people deserve to go extinct because they're not manly enough, and how they need to, white men need to enslave women and rape women to increase our birth rates. And Arabs and blacks are going to inherit the world because they're willing to like rape and enslave women and turn them into like breeding cattle, and white people deserve it because we're not raping enough women. And I replied to this saying, I hope the Romanians torture you, you fucking insect. And that got me banned for a week. But his big screed about how we need to have sister wives and rape them to make more babies is appropriate for X. But me saying that he should be tortured like a fucking insect in the hands of a child, a clumsy idiot child, is not appropriate. So I have to apologize for my harsh words, chat. I was truly out of line to say that Andrew Tate should be tortured like an insect. I did pay for premium. Why am I being treated this way? I don't deserve this. Juju podcast. This is what I want to hear.
Interesting. I've been trying to convince Dick Masterson to do a podcast project with me. But I don't know if that would be under my locals or if it would be like similar to The Biggest Problem, where it'd be like a joint venture between he and I.
It would be a joint venture, and he would take the lion's share, fucking idiot. You think that Dick is going to give you a 50-50 cut of the fucking proceeds? Moron. No. He's going to get like 80% of that shit. You're going to get a pittance. You don't even need the money. He's just going to pay you to fuck off and make you feel like you have a job.
Anyway, that's what's coming to locals specifically. Those two podcasts are on my very specific list of things to do. And then also the live streams. Starting next month, 14 locals live streams a month. However, they have no attachment to any particular Rumble stream. I should replace Vito.
He mentioned the pedophile one.
People keep telling me I'm too thin. How could I possibly replace Vito? You barely replace a cheek.
Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha, it's funny because Vito's fat and he looks like he has AIDS. It's so safe to make fun of the fat guy for being fat when he's a fucking chomo. Wow, it really, God, he just ribs him so hard. I know it's supposed to be like a funny roast, but man, how is Vito going to take that on the chin and keep walking? It's so, so crazy, man. So crazy.
A face cheek. So I've been meaning to do like this sort of one.
Okay. I want this podcast to happen because it will suck ass. Dick Masterson, you will receive this clip. Someone will clip it and send it to you in Discord or whatever the fuck. I will watch and review your first episode of The Dick Show, the biggest drunken waste piece of shit in the universe, episode one. I will review episode one and only episode one. This is my commitment to you. Make this happen. Make fun of him as hard as possible. Call him a cuckold. Rib on him. I will. If you actually make him angry, if you actually make this man angry, like drunk, like seething through the alcohol, I will applaud you, and I will manage to not call you Daxipad Juju the Cow Man and gets fucked in the asshole dressed as a cow for a full hour of review. This is the truth. I swear to you, I'm not joking. Cool. Excellent. Wonderful. Can't wait for it. Awesome. Ooh. Let my stream catch up a little bit. How long have I been going? Hour. Reddit segment. Reddit segment and then Super Berries, and then I'll see you guys on Friday. I still have my emergency content tucked away up my sleeve in case it's a rainy day. This is on Our Black Ladies, a board that I did not know existed, but which I'm sure is absolutely hysterical. If you're bored today, and you want to go find some funny content to post in the Reddit general thread on the Kiwi Farms, I encourage you to look at our Black Ladies, because I bet you there's some fucking whacked out shit on the first page. Fuzzy Ad 1504 says, I want a black only world. Tagged discussion. This post, by the way, does not violate Reddit terms of service. She says, yes, I don't know. Can I do a black lady voice? Yes, this is a post. I don't know if I can. I don't think I can do a black lady voice yet. She says, recently, I started thinking about what life might be without white people. I believe black people can advance up the social and economic ladder by establishing neighborhoods and focus solely on black enterprises. We would not have to deal with poverty if we had black firms with black CEOs such as Amazon, Target, and Walmart, as well as black... I'm going to say... Oh, actually, she's not doing the capital B, which is when I say black. As well as black banks. We can make it in life. You know how amazing it would feel to stroll down the street and be concerned about... I think she's trying to say, and not be concerned about a white person. You know, I have, I've lived in a couple cities in my life. Never once, not once have I walked down the street and had a black person approaching me look uncomfortable. I think I was actually, no, I wasn't living in Buffalo at the time, but when I did live in Buffalo, there was a time where, I was walking home. I think from the data center, because the data center was right down the street from where the Kiwi Farms was originally hosted when I first got my data center. I was walking back home in Buffalo, and as I was, I passed a liquor store, and this black guy comes at me. He comes out the liquor store, and he just has those like homeless people sized bottles of liquor, and he says, "Yo, Mang." I'm like, "What?" And he asked me. He says, "My mom's just died, and I went in to get some liquor." And I said, the first person, I'm going to be retelling this story completely different from how I originally told it, but this is how I'm remembering this in my belly. She said, "My mom's just died, and I said I would share a drink with the first person I saw, and that's you," because I was just walking down the sidewalk going home from the data center. So I had, I think it was peach schnapps with a random black guy whose mom's just died. It was a very surreal moment, and the alcohol was extremely bad and tasted like rubbing alcohol, which I know is like a very common derisive statement to make about bad, poor quality alcohol, but it was like proper like burns going down. It tasted like chemicals. So what I'm trying to say is black people do not fear white people, especially not me. Apparently when they see me, they want to give me alcohol. That's my black people story. Anyways, she continues. I only hope that other black individuals share my perspective. If we had a higher paying employment, access to superior black owned restaurants as well. Well, what's a funny black Mama Shaniqua's cornstarch company in down in Louisiana, the finest gumbo and cornstarch you've ever had. do white people even season their cornstarch? As well as black doctors who can relate and care for black people's health. This is merely a desire, but it's something I would like to have before I pass away. You can call it a terrible segregation, but I feel that if black people... Dude, I'm telling you, segregate. Get the fuck out. Take Louisiana. You can't have Arkansas. There's too many white people there. Take Louisiana for sure. Louisiana is yours. You can have Maryland. You can have D.C. D.C. is very... Just make it a part of Maryland again. Call it Black Maryland. Black Louisiana. We have to connect these two. You can't just have these two states off by the side. South and North Carolina. That's pretty close to Maryland. I don't know. You have to give them like some parts of Virginia shit. Basically, I have to like carve like a little belt from Maryland down through North Carolina, somehow like weave through Alabama into the whole of Louisiana as a whole. And just put all the black people there. That's what they want. Look at black woman. This black woman, we share a dream. We're on the same side here. We both believe in the same future for our peoples, lady. Zweite Volk. Zweite Land. We can make this happen, okay? I said that completely wrong, I think. But it sounds good. It sounds good. People will assume that I said that correctly. Unless I pointed out to him on the stream. We would be, our crime rates would be lower. We would be more happy. More happy, chat. Even more than happy. More happy. Especially not having to deal with microaggressions. I can only hope for one day. Do we have many challenges in our community, particularly colorism? Yes. So apparently black folk hate black folk that ain't or is mo black than day is. Is that what I'm getting? Is that what colorism is? That's what it sounds like. It sounds like black folk, when they see black folk, they ain't the same kind of black folk that they is. They'll be like, she, that nigga's so pale, or that nigga's so dark and shit. Can't trust him. I think that's what that is. If I had a guess. Educated guess. Yes, however, I believe all black people can agree that raising them is racist in this racist world is detrimental to our physical and emotional health. I'm not having children in a racist world, but I hope that the black people who come after me can live without it someday. I'm feeling a little down, but fantasizing kind of helps. Me too. Hold up. Let's all fantasize together. Chat. Let's take a moment. Envision. And close your eyes. We'll do a little ASMR. Close your eyes and imagine this world's, this woman's preferred reality. Let's put some ASMR music on. Sets the stage, chat. It really sets the mood, I think. Helps me relax. Puts me in that productive mindset. Alright, shake it off. We got super chats to get to, chat. Thank you for watching. I will see you guys. If you're not going to stick around for the super chats, I'll see you guys on Friday. I hope that I have helped relax you and put you in a productive and restful and fantastic state of mind through my musings. And I hope to see the Baldo, the biggest Baldo in the universe. That's a name. The biggest Baldo in the universe. Cool. Excellent. Wonderful. Let's see. Okay, cool. What a fun stream. Thank you. I feel good. I feel good, okay? I feel like things are on the up and up. Finally. Finally. Lieutenant Rezchak for 5 says, heard that Matthew Prince is afraid of large dogs. Large dogs. So I'll post a picture of my large dog. And this is his large dog. As you can see, he is terrifying. A true hellhound staring directly into my soul. If Matthew Prince was watching this, he'd shit himself right now. He'd be having that incontinence that makes him lay eggs like a furry TFer, okay? Thank you. Fligu Gigu Seared Bite for 2 says, hey Josh, how would you feel if you didn't have breakfast? I mean, I did have breakfast. A weird-ass comment. Devious to V for 2 says, have you seen the clown at Walmart that hides from gay people? my dude, I haven't been in a Walmart in a long time. If there's a Walmart that hides from gay people, that's a new thing. I think that's new since I left. Thank you. Kiwi Friend for 10 says, Chief Janny Jersh, oy vey, did you pay the appropriate royalty to play the song of my people? I pay in blood, I think. Thank you, though. Actually, I have another song, another Jewish song picked out. I'm sure you can, nobody can guess what Jewish song I picked out for the outro song. It's a real shell shocker. Thank you. Gormless Wonder for 5 says, this super chat goes towards the goal for you to wear a hat on stream. I know there's no cam, but I trust you. Well, I don't really have a hat. I do have my Trump hat, but it's in my luggage somewhere. It's already packed up. Sneedo for 1 says, sorry, maybe I'll get a hat. I'll just pretend, right? You ready? Okay, my hat's on. It says, don't tread on me. It has a little snake holding a grenade. Thank you. Sneedo for 1 says, Noel, they removed the good shit off the Taco Bell menu ever since you left the States. XXL grilled stuffed burrito. Do they sell the Doritos Locos Tacos? Because that's the good shit. My Taco Bell is Doritos Locos, or 2 Doritos Locos with fire sauce and chicken quesadilla. That's my go-to. Though when I was on a diet and counting calories, I would just get like 2 taco frescos, which is like 400 calories, if I remember correctly. And I would drink fire sauce packets because they had 0 calories. Ugalus Sneed for 5 says, hey Josh, did you ever watch Johnny Bravo as a kid? That shit was great. Jungle Boys should be black, though. I don't remember the Jungle Boys, but I did watch Johnny Bravo. I don't know. I didn't have any particular affinity for Johnny Bravo. I remember it was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon. It didn't stick out to me. I remember I kind of had like a love-hate relationship with Cow and Chicken. I would watch all the Cow and Chicken that I could, but I thought it was like creepy. Especially the big red guy, homosexual devil with his butt sticking out. It was weird. I didn't like the devil at all, but I did like Cow. I thought Cow was nice. AmeriBurger for 10 says, have you ever seen how good AI music is now? You can make intro songs. Here's a shitty AI intro song I made based off What We Do in the Shadows. It's only a minute and a half long. Oh, yes, I think I did know about Suno, my boy. I think I played it on stream. This is called Internet Vampire. Let's see. That's me, literally. Somebody in chat says they were banned from watching Cow and Chicken. It was definitely because of the gay demon. That's definitely why you couldn't watch Cow and Chicken. Yeah, Suno makes good-ish songs. But the vocals just don't pop at all. Like the vocals is very much like baked into the song, and it really fucks it up. Like if you were mixing a song, you would not want the vocals to sound that much like the background music. But sometimes it can put out really, really like crazy good shit. There's a couple that the Sneeds Feed and Seed one is like that was like the first one I got. And it was also the best that I've ever gotten. It's like so perfect. Cool. Thank you. Kiwi Friend for one says, by the way, Jersh, what do you think of the rising power of AI? Do you think it's a positive change for the world? I know Flight and the internet are viewed more similarly when they came out. So, the issue with the internet, I played that song a couple streams ago by Aesop Rock called, Mindful Solutionism. And like the hook of it is like the cat's out of the bag, or if it's out of the bag, it's out of the bag. It's an awfully big cat or something like that. And the whole point of that song is that like, even if you don't like a certain technology, it doesn't go away. Like the atom bomb was a thing. It was dropped. It killed hundreds of thousands of people. It revolutionized energy. It put the entire world dynamic into a completely different posture for decades and decades. To this day, it's still a huge part of geopolitical, like the status quo. AI is the same thing. And the reason why I think AI is so important is because I think it is a direct counter to the atomic bomb. The entire reason why atomic bombs have frozen geopolitics under the United States is that an ICMB can travel from, you know, wherever the fuck, Montana, to Beijing without having to be put on anything or having to be put on a submarine. And then we have them on submarines, and then they can travel off. Like, you can fire a nuclear warhead from, you know, 1,000 miles off the coast of Hawaii near the South Pole and hit anywhere in the world. So that's why we can't have wars anymore. But if we have AI that can like automatically detect and neutralize midair nuclear warheads, and then you can only detonate a bomb as far as you can throw it, that turns everything up on its head. And that's just considering how AI propelled missiles could stop the ICMB and international warhead detonation from like freezing, from stopping us from having a hot war again. But then you consider that then, you know, your Rommels of the next war are going to be machines. And it's like, whose machines are able to learn and predict battlefield conditions and outpace the enemy machine well enough to guide troops and you know, remote piloted machinations and stuff. Like all that stuff is going to be under AI, whether you like AI or not. You know, your choice to hide in a cabin away from AI is your personal choice, but the world itself, it's already over. AI is out there. Machine learning is, and I told you, if you've been a listener of my streams for years and years, I told you way before anything came out, way before you had those DALL-E pictures that were like weird, like horror, like machine nightmares, way before the anime titty machine learning came out, way before ChatGPT, years and years ago, like in 2018, I was an avid reader of the People's Daily, a Chinese communist propaganda newspaper, and they would continuously run headlines about Xi Jinping personally visiting Shanghai University and the other big universities in China, specifically to meet with the machine learning AI departments and like encourage them to keep doing their research. Like he would personally show up and say to the students of these departments, you guys are the future. You're so important to China and the future of China. Keep it up. So I knew back then that it was a race to get machine learning and that it would change things forever. And then sure enough, it all popped out like in the next couple of years. And I know it's the cat's out of the fucking bag, man. It's out of the bag. It's already fucking over, and you can say whatever you want about it. The best that we can hope for is that we're going to have a United States that is a hard outer shell and then is kind to its citizens. And we have to fight for that. We have to fight for an America that has a machine learning domination that can neutralize any incoming missiles. And then also has like the capabilities to defend itself. And then also isn't treating us like cattle at the same time. And that's a big ask. I don't know if we're going to be so lucky. Thank you for your $1, Kiwi friend. The Lion Kang, for one, says, here I sit, a shit, a hone, a laugh at your stream that's on my phone. I can't breathe or sneeze or moan until I leave my porcelain throne. That's fucking gross, bro. Sneedo, for one, says, Putar the Pajit is going to upload the Keffels video within the week with the info he definitely didn't steal from the Kiwi Farms. And then there is a tweet, which I just assume is him announcing that he's going to post the next week. I'm very excited for it. Can't wait to comment. I will comment on it. The Lion King, for one, says, the Palestinian people are awfully quiet about Middle Eastern Christians. Yeah, that's true. Arabs fucking suck, bro. Red Eyes Black Dragon, for 10, says, you thought they were gone. You were sure they went away for the winter. Well, fuck that. They're back, and they're back with attitude. And then there is a YouTube link. Let's check it out. Liberty Prime will save us. That's right. Death is a preferable alternative to communism. Okay, I'm trying to open your video, bro. Cute Pika steals food from neighbors. Sounds like a trap video. Well, they're cute. He's like a hamster. He's like a hamster rabbit.
Pikers.
No, they're pikers, not pikers.
This young male has been awake all winter, living on the food reserves he built up last year. For him, summer can't come soon enough. As the sun's warmth returns for just a few weeks, this harsh world is transformed into a rich, high-altitude meadow. It's what all the pikers here have been waiting for almost 10 months.
Look at him. That's cute.
There's no time to waste.
That's a cute hamster thing. Are they gonna ready, like bang?
Steady. Now they must collect as much food
they have
as
to
quickly raise as they possibly can.
They're very cute. That was a nice break for some relaxing pika content. Thank you. Sneedberg Stein Goldman for 9 says nothing. Thank you very much, Sneedberg Stein Goldman. Ugalus Sneed for 2 says, I hope Basketball American gets that wannabe traffic cop faggot, my God. Dude, that happened to that other guy. Like that other dude, I think it was in D.C. or New York. He was like a pro-black. It was like two guys. Like one was in D.C., the other was in New York City, and they both got stabbed to death. We can only hope, man. Haramburger for 2 says, it leaked to 4chan's automotive board and said image of a pink dragon holding a coupon and an actual printable coupon to the gay store. It's for 20% off your next gay purchase in honor of Biden bathrooms. Thank you, Haramburger. I don't know if I'll have any use for that, though. The Lion King for 1 says, New York sucks. I agree. Ugalus Sneed for 1 says, I work security and we caught two Indian fellas fucking. The response was boys for pleasure and women for babies. It's the way they are. Indians are pretty gross. My Indian racism is developing. Racism is like a muscle. You got to train it like any other skill. And I think I've been slacking in the Indian racism department, but I'm getting up there. I'm practicing every day, boys. Genocider CO for 5 says, here's some pizza money for the news hamster. He needs it. And then there is a YouTube link. And it appears to be a hamster eating. Oh, he's eating a tiny little hamster pizza. Oh my god. Turn around. No, turn around. The pizza's right there, bro. What are you doing? Oh no, my video. Oh, there. Oh, that's perfect. That's a perfect pizza grab. Some people hold it by the crust. Some people hold it under the crust. Some people grab it by the tip and just start shoveling it in. It's up to you. You can eat your pizza however you want. Thank you. Arendelle for 10 says, you have already seen this before in the art for Null Thread over 1 month ago, but I want to see your live reaction. And then there is an attachment. What breed is the slobber mutt finished? Okay. The image is loading. It's loading from the Kiwi farm, so it's quite slow. I'll let it load off screen so I don't see it all. Okay, it's still loading. It's still loading. All right, I'll show it now. What breed is slobber mutt? And then everything looks very cute. I like the little Kiwi. It's even signed. There is a depressed chihuahua saying anime troons and full-sized images. That's me a lot of the time. However, I drink a Monster Zero. Monster Zero. Very close, though. Then there's a borzoi, and he says, Suka, I sneed where you snoot me. Snoot me? I don't know what that means. I do like how the sign is in, like a pseudo-Cyrillic. What you've written translates to p-y-y-d-s-n-y-y-d-a. Just use the backwards end for a long I. The E is like an E sound, always is like funny, because you have to like pronounce it like completely wrong. If you use like an R, it's ya too, so it sounds like insaneness. Total Pitbull Death. I like that. It's a German Shepherd, and he's wearing a nice hat. I do like that hat. It's a nice hat. I think that says Wode, and then I don't know what the other says. Chong Wen. I am Chinese. Might be that's my educated guess of that. It's a guy. What do you call those? I don't know the name of the. It's like a Chow Chow or something. He's hanging out with Xi Jinping by the Forbidden City. That's pretty good. I feel like that sometimes too. Then there is it looks like a poodle, and he's eating lots of cheese because he's French. Bleh, imagine not having real cheese, Americans. It's true. A lot of Americans have no fucking idea what they're missing out on. And I think it's, like, an issue. Like, I think another thing that Americans, like, import all, like, their fruits and vegetables instead of, because they don't have an appreciation for, like, fresh fruit and vegetables. I would love to, I can't wait for people to explain to me how a country whose only export is fucking soybeans grows all their food, but I love to hear it. Fat but would still pet. I'm not that fat, okay? I'm not that bad. I don't know what breed that is, though. Sorry. We must ensure the survival of the golden race. That's very base. I like that one a lot. We can only aspire to be that, chat. Then autistic howling. I think that's a Shiba. I'm like that sometimes, too. Is that? No, that's a brown Shiba. And there's, like, a golden brown Shiba. And that's, like, the epitome of extremely high taste. That's, like, a duplicate, though. Because that's just my stomishness, I guess. I like all of these. Those suicides are due to purely economic factors. The Pitbull one, because he killed the tranny. Okay, I got you. I like the golden one the mostest. And then I liked the German Shepherd. I like the borzoi one. That's pretty cute, too. Those are probably my top three. I also like I just like your drawing of the Shiba. That's the dog. That's pretty funny. Thank you. I do like art. Kurt Eichenwald, anime masturbator for 5, who said he was going to change his name but did not, for 5 says, Glorious Kiwi Emperor, have you ever thought about naming a successor in case you are unceremoniously murdered in your Kiwi castle? I recommend Hiroyuki. He's a cutie pie. There is a line of secession. There's a contingency plan. The guys who have access to my stuff know that if I die, they are to sanitize the database of user information and then release the site as a torrent. This is my last will and testament. It's already known. It's already planned, chat. The Bugs for 2 says, apparently some black bitch was harassing Alec Baldwin for the shooting and telling him to free Palestine. Alec Baldwin slapped her phone. What's the reaction that she wanted? He shouldn't have done that. I guess we're going to be watching Alec Baldwin, though. Hopefully it's not too long.
Alec, can you please stay free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec?
I'm sorry.
No jail time, Alec. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. One time.
Call the police. It's, society has no way of dealing with black people. Like, we just, like, white people are just too polite and not fit, and we can't, like, just punch her in the fucking face for being obnoxious. So we just have to, like, shuffle around and, like, call the police to make this, what should be a quick punch in the fucking face and thrown out of the store into, like, a 45-minute ordeal as we wait for police to arrive and settle it for us so that they can punch them in the face when they resist arrest.
One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a fucking criminal. Come on, Alec. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. Just one time. Please. And I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine. Fuck Israel. Fuck Zionism. Please say it.
What? There should be a fourth one. Free Palestine. Fuck Israel. Fuck Zionism. There's something missing. I think if it's like a predictive text, right? What would be the fourth one that she's trying to imply but just is saying for some reason?
One time.
Bam! He finally did it. Just punched her in the face. Goodbye, bish. Grim Reeker for 5 says, check out HTMX, the most base and hypermedia pilled front end library. I've never heard of that. Hypermedia library. High-powered tools for HTML. Okay, I will look into this. Thank you. Unkind Naysayer for 2 says, nothing again. Seriously, can you guys send me more super chats with wild messages? I appreciate the money, but I appreciated fun stuff like Pizza Day more. Anyways, next supper chat. Thank you, Unkind Naysayer. Though I do like the empty ones. They're the easiest to deal with. Debugs for 1 says, hey Noel, speaking of kids content, have you heard of docuseries Quiet on the Set talking about suspicious and pedophilic it was on the set of Nickelodeon? And they talk about Dan Schneider. I have heard of that. I've not watched it. I did, when I first heard about it, I thought, God, what a fucking great name for a documentary about child abuse on and around like kid shows. Quiet on the Set is like a really, really great name for a series like that. I'm sure it's a fucking nightmare, bro. I mean, Dan Schneider was a serious pedophile, foot fetishist. And it's just, like, so obvious. The logo for fucking Nickelodeon Kids was a foot. He was a foot fetishist. He turned the brand into a foot and then asked little kids to tweet out pictures of their feet with, like, hashtag Nickelodeon so he could look at them. Yeah, it's gross. Docs Found for 5 says, transgender sex offender, preposterous woman pretender, grabbing up children soft and tender, represented now by a public defender. Pretty good. I don't know if that beats out Suno, though. You have AI competition now as a songwriter. Thank you. Ollie Howell for 2 says, hope you're having a good day, Josh. You are my nibba always. I'm having a great day. Thank you very much. Unkind Naysayer for 5 says, if you were a Rimworld colonist, what would your traits be? Chat, help him out. How many are there? There's usually like 2, right? I would have that one. I'm too smart. I have like high learning, but I'm like depressive, man. And what's another one? Okay, that's one that sticks out in memory. Cannibal. I'm a cannibal. I think they got rid of cannibalism for the religious stuff. I'm a cannibal. I would eat you. I would eat you. If it was a live or die situation. Sorry, Sargon. We're all having ribs today, boy. Kiwi Friend for 1 says, get ready, Jersh. Some retard is going to offer cash for you to pay the tranny furry game. Well, that's not happening. Sorry. Unkind Naysayer for 5 says, Josh, here's the money that you are being paid to play a tranny furry game. Any one of them. I don't think so. Sorry. Anime Sucks, Scope and Sneed for 5 says, this game would have been better if it was Zootopia, but with Pizza Day. And then there is a Desu user-generated content XYZ file in the trash board, which I know is like a furry thing. Oh, and it's a dragon eating pizza and sharding in a car. Awesome. Thanks, Anime Sucks, Cope and Sneed. I'm so happy knowing that the weird guy that sends me the dragon pics is also like a proper like scat fetishist. That makes me feel really good about myself and the audience I've cultivated. Supreme Me for Five says chips are never going to be manufactured in America. Labow. And then there is a link, and the chips he's talking about are the ones that are currently manufactured in Taiwan. Okay, so this is TSMC, one of the largest companies in the entire world that manufactures the super micro nanoconductors for all modern processors. TSMC takes on Arizona because they're building a inferior processing plant, manufacturing plant in Arizona, and the Chinese people there overseeing the development and training of personnel are like dismayed by how fucking retarded Americans are. So I'll just read this. As training went on, tensions mounted. U.S. engineers told rest of world that some Taiwanese male engineers had calendars with bikini models on their desk and occasionally shared sexual memes in group chats. A female American colleague, according to an American trainee who witnessed the conversation, asked a Taiwanese engineer to remove his computer wallpaper depicting a bikini model. One former American engineer said the local co-workers referred to him as a white breeding pig, implying that he was only in Taiwan to sleep with local women. At a meeting, a manager said Americans were less desirable than Taiwanese and Indian workers, according to people who saw leaked notes, which circulated among trainees. They really are trying to push this narrative that Americans are slower because of lower technical ability, but I don't really believe that's the truth, an American engineer who recently left TSMC told the rest of the world. The Taiwanese create this false sense of urgency with every single task, and they really push you need to finish everything immediately, but it's just not realistic for people that they want to have some normal work-life balance. Several former American employees said they were not against working longer hours, but only if the tasks were meaningful. I'd ask my manager, what's your top priority? He'd always say, everything is a priority, said another ex-TSMC engineer. So many times I would work overtime getting stuff done only to find out it wasn't needed. Yeah, sounds like a huge cultural difference. Americans value their time. Oh, there's more. There's so much more. There's like eight more of these images. I'm not going to read all of this, but yeah, they're trying to set up a manufacturing plant in the U.S. and it's just not going well because Americans are Americans and they're not not the Chinese, and they're trying to try. I don't know. The American needs the chips for national security reasons because China is like one landing craft away from having the most important manufacturing facility in the entire history of mankind in their possession. And then you're trying to have, like, all these blacks and, like, entitled retards from college try to, like, coordinate with these extremely conservative, like, Chinese people. And it's just, like, it's not gonna work. The Lion King, for one, says, even black furries are white. Fox says, for Fox says, I'm not saying we should hunt furries like animals. I'm saying that if they want to act like animals, they should get put down like animals. Well, you can't hunt pets. Just say no. And you have a fox avatar, bro. What is happening here? Unkind Naysayer for 2 says, my favorite thing about furry fetish fix is that if the protagonist isn't horny, it's just a straight-up horror fic, especially TF and Hypnosis seems to attract scary people. Yeah, I mean, if you take the plot to, like, that thing, like, you're an employee and then suddenly you're transformed into an animal against your will and then you're put into a dungeon where there's, like, continual rape as if it were, like, a layer of hell. And there's no way out and you're just going to be forced to have sex with these monsters. Like, yeah, that's like a fucking nightmare. Unless you're into it, I guess. Anime Sucks, Copen's Need for 5 says, Josh, can you tell me who the protagonist is and pick related? And wow, there's another link to a 4chan post and I bet you it's a fat dragon shitting. And wow, it's a fat dragon shitting. Thank you. Willie Dante for 5 says, Eugenia versus Chantal pie eating contest for Josh's hand in marriage. no, thank you. Koi Dante for 5 says, Ralph versus Grace being molested by your parent competition for Josh's hand in marriage. No, thank you. Based Orangutan for 1 says, here's your supper pal, miss the return, and are glad to have you back. Well, thank you for tuning back in. I'm glad people are finding their way back. I need to up my numbers. I need to focus my efforts. Solia Scriptura 583 for $200 says, may the Lord continue to bless you and your allies' endeavors. When I think of an evildoers who work against you, I am reminded of the verses Proverbs 26:11-12. And then there is a tiny URL. Suppose I will just go ahead and read that. This is Proverbs 26:11-12. As a dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat their folly. Do you see a person wise in their own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than them. It's true. It's a cautionary proverb against arrogant people. What's the first one? A fool repeats their folly. Yeah. I mean, they're going to keep trying, I guess. It's kind of like slowed down now, but I'm very optimistic still. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. Eddie Durrell for 25 says, speaking of Space Station 13, give me your best. Welcome to the station crew. Enjoy your stay. Oh, I will do that. Yes, I can do. I mean, it's kind of hard to do it right. Because in the game, it's like a robot voice. It says, welcome to the station crew. Enjoy your stay. But it's like a robot voice. It's like a modified. I could read like all the words on the Vox list. If you want to like take the WAV file and like cut it up, I could do that. Just as like a gift, but like I don't know, I sound like a retard, so I don't know why you would want that. Gormless Wonder for one says, a stream or two ago you apologized for telling Yaniv's story again. Never apologize when you did good context review and you're a good storyteller. Thank you, I appreciate it. Yeah, I do like to remind people of just how powerful Jonathan Yaniv was, because it's fucking insane. It's insane to think that he could like snap his fucking tranny fingers and just have anyone kicked off anything instantly. I was talking about earlier the Buffalo data center. Jonathan Yaniv was the one where they physically, I personally met the guys that ran that data center in person, brought over my first computers and routers, learned BGP on the floor of their data center in the cold aisles. And spent hours there setting up my shit, learning how it worked, and getting the forum back up on my own hardware, and networking with upstreams and shit. And then Jonathan Yaniv complained about transphobia, and they put my shit in a fucking box. That's how fucking powerful he was before he became known as like a pedophile sex pest. Makes me angry just thinking about it. And it sucks because that data center has uplinks to GTT and Arleon, which are both tier 1 ISPs that have tolerated us in the past. So if I had uplink there, I would have like tier 1 access immediately and probably DDoS filtering. Space Allen for 20 says, cheers, good stream. Thank you. Appreciate it. Glad you liked it. Gormless Wonder for 5 says, someone in the Maddie thread made this gender offender song for you. I know pseudo spam can get annoying, but this one is unironically fire. Well, let's take a look. I want to hear some fire tunes, chat. Better be good. It's a link to a post to a link to a Suno song.
A transgender sex offender, a man in a dress, a woman pretender, in their soft and tender, join the 41 statistic ender. We sneed and we pray for our boy Null, dollar laughing like a gull. We sneed and play every single day, getting mad at the internet.
How long have I been muted? What was the last thing I said? Oh my god. Dude, the chat is so tiny on my monitor because it's like behind my desk. Too long. 20 seconds. The song. Okay, so the song is lasting. I said that I remarked that the Fireman Sam had made it, and then I said that I feel like Fireman Sam had been around for a long time. He's only been around since 2020, and I thought it was much longer than that. And I said, thank you. And then I read Unkind Naysayers for Two is saying, my favorite part about guys like Vito, Vaush, and Mersh is you can literally swap them out at will and nothing about their positions as fat retard punching bags changes. And then I remarked that, yes, that's very true. And then I remarked that Tommy C, Nick DeOrio, and Tipster were all kind of like the same person in my head. And then I said that Nick DeOrio, I had kind of warmed up to because he could be funny on Twitter. And I have much more negative to say about Tipster now than Tommy C. But for a long time, those three people were like the same in my head. It took me like several minutes and chat's assistance to figure out who the fuck I was talking about. Casting Couch Crab for 20 says, shout out to the black guy who shared the peach-scented rubbing alcohol with you. That's keeping it real. It's true. He did keep it real. I think I kind of offended him because he came at me with alcohol. This is going to sound like genuinely racist and like in an embarrassing way. Like he came at me from the liquor store and tried to offer me like alcohol for free. And I said, I don't have any money. Cause I assumed that he was like trying to like shake me down and like trying to get me to buy the alcohol from him. And he had to like explain it like twice that no, really, he just wants to share a drink because of some like personal tragedy. And I felt really bad after that. Cause it's like, I flat out thought he was like a homeless drunk man that was harassing me. The Bugs for one says, Josh, have you ever had any Corona or model? Or Model, I think is what you're saying. No, I have not. My beer of choice would be Yingling. And the only other beer that I found outside the US that I really like, I've tried like Serbian and Ukrainian beer and it's just not as good. I wasn't that big of a fan of Kvass either. I like Sapporo. Sapporo was good. And there's an even better beer that's local to Okinawa, and that's better than Sapporo. But it would be, I like Yingling more than Sapporo, and I like that weird Okinawan beer more than Yingling. That was probably the best beer I've ever had. Judy Hester, for one, says, you can tell that our Black Lady's post was a troll post because she doesn't have any kids. Not necessarily. How the fuck is that possible? How? Oh my god, I'm gonna have to download that fucking trumpet app. How? Where does that even come from? It's muted. System sound. Dude, bro, come the fuck on. Oh, it's because my disk is full. I have 700 megabytes left before the stream will implode. Uh-oh. Can I, like, delete shit real quick? Hold up. My stream's about to explode, chat. Where's my trash bin? This is an emergency. My Windows ignored my volume alert to let me know that my computer is about to fucking explode on me. All right, let's hurry this up before I have an extra gigabyte now. Let's keep it rolling. And I'm glad the noise came through because this shit was about to explode. Built in Skilton for 5 says, have you ever looked into GrayJ? I remember you saying something about it in a past stream. I've been using it and find it more convenient and advanced. No, I have not. Sorry. I think that GrayJ was the thing that Lewis Rossman, if I'm correct, made as like a way to like aggregate your creative content as someone who might get banned from platforms. I have not looked into that yet because I'm like satisfied with my current setup. Twinkle Tard for $100 says, dude, Dice Squirts, here's your juice. Remember, 25% interest. Is that like a... Does Balsman take loans with 25% interest? That's crazy. I don't know. When I'm up fat, man, I'll pay you back. I'll pay you back. I swear, when I'm up fat, I'll pay you back. Just let me know on Discord. Just ring me on Discord and be like, hey, man, if I owe you money, just let me know. Thank you. Qualidante for 15 says, slightly darker neighbors than me could be here, he thought. I hate slightly darker neighbors than me. X going to give it to you, reverberated in his entire car. Dude, DMX is a real one. He's my favorite darkie. His music is so aggressive and so homophobic and sometimes very, very kind of sweet even. He can be a softie. Like RIP DMX. I think he died in like tragically. Like he became like a crack addict or something and died from drugs. Such is life. Tupac warned us of this. By the way, in case you're wondering, Changes is my favorite Tupac song. Gormless Wonder for once says, quick shout out to the Grand Library of the Kiwi Farms Initiative. We saw that in Happenings. I'm not sure how you feel about people filling your server with public domain works. I got plenty of space left. If they want to upload things that are free to upload, they can. Submarine Dude for 2 says, how old is too old to have children as a man, in your opinion, 40s or 50s? Currently 30 and don't want to end up raising a highly autistic child. So the rate for autism does go up with children who have older fathers. However, more than just the age of the father is the age gap between the mother and the father. I think it's about 10 years. And then at 10 years is when it starts getting crazy. So the guys that think, oh, no problem, I'll be 40 and I'll knock up like 3 white bitches and then I'll have like 9 kids. Now your kids are going to be fucking retards. Just letting you know, that shit does not work. It is the indicator for like autism is not just age. It's more so age gap, than age. That's why, Christian is so autistic. Not only were his parents like aged, but they also had like a 15-year age gap. So he came out like crazy. But if you're both 40, your risks are still high, but not as high. So, 50, like, no. There's no way to safely have children as a 50-year-old man. And then you think about it, like, what are you going to do? You're going to fucking drop dead. You're going to be a 70-year-old man with kids that are like in college. Like, what a nightmare. You're going to be 60 years old taking care of a 10-year-old. Are you fucking nuts? For a man, I would say, I don't know. You should probably be at a point in your life where you're already like in a long-term relationship, thinking about having kids at like 35. And you should abide by the age divided by 2 + 7 rule. So that would be 17.5 + 7, 20, 25. That's probably right. About that. But I mean, that's 10 years. So probably like 27 at that point. Keep it safe, my homie. Keep it safe. The president of Nintendo for one says, you can send out a lot of hugs and kisses for a dollar. XOXOXOXOXOXO. And then there it goes on and on. And there's no fucking way I'm reading all that. Thank you, the president of Nintendo. I appreciate it. Debugs for one says, Drake, the rapper, used AI of Tupac and Snoop Dogg on a diss track towards Kendrick Lamar. AI is being used by some of the biggest music talents. That is a lawsuit waiting to happen. I guess Tupac's dead, but Snoop Dogg is very much alive. He's probably trying to bait a lawsuit, I imagine. Drake? I bet you Snoop Dogg's going to sue. There's no way he's not going to sue unless he gave explicit permission for that. Rad Crab for 5 says, what racist exercises do I work on when I'm out to work out my bigoted muscles? Whenever I'm near blacks, I already feel pretty fucking racist. Well, you've already maxed out your black racism. You have to look at what other minority groups. And by the way, you should learn more about other cultures so you can make fun of them on the internet better. This is important with like the Turks, because you meet a Turkish guy and you try to insult them, call him a Turk roach. Like, well, we've already heard that. But you call... You call him a furry because Ataturk believed that like he was birthed from like a wolf or something. Then he'll get pissed off. If you call Ataturk a faggot, then he'll get pissed off. If you know that the Prophet Muhammad married a 6-year-old and inseminated her when she was 9 to consummate the marriage, and you call him a pedophile and you explicitly mention Aisha, he'll freak out at you. You got to learn other cultures so you can offend them better. Unkind Naysayer for 5 says, hurry up and end the stream so I can catch up on what I missed in the VOD. Working on it. Thank you. Beep Bloop for 5 says, a nice target to use for your return. And then there is a Beans Hill to a target sheet poster. I cannot wait to see what horrific image is posted on this. it's a pit bull eating a baby. There's a target on his balls. $65. How many do you get? 200. You get 200 for $65. That's a pretty good. I would shoot at this. You gotta be careful though. You can't hit the baby. You get points off if you hit the baby. Don't shoot the baby, Chet. Make sure you like shoot his balls off, though. Thank you. Foxes for 5 cents. Just because I like foxes doesn't mean I want to fuck foxes. I don't believe you. Ugolus Sneed for 1 cent says, if you want a giveaway, you didn't win shit. I ungave it to you, neighbor. Well, that's mean. I don't even know what giveaway I won. Because of Bossman. Okay, I got you. Cole for 8 says, please read 1 through 5, chapter 6, please. Okay. This is the Book of Enoch again. Chapter 6. They consider how the trees, when they put forth their green leaves, become covered and produce fruit, understanding everything and knowing that he who lives forever does all these things for you, that the works at the beginning of every existing year, that all his works are subservient to him and invariable. Yet as God has appointed, so are all things brought to pass. They see, too, how the seas and rivers together complete their respective operations. But you endure not patiently, nor fulfill the commandments of the Lord, but you transgress and culminate his greatness, and malignant are the words in your polluted mouths against his majesty. He withered in heart, no peace shall be to you. And on that note, I'm done. Again, thank you for watching. I have a special song for this Parax? I forgot the name of Passover. But everyone already knows what it is. The most sinister rendition of Hava Nagela to ever exist. And my personal favorite rendition of it. See you on Friday. Take it easy. And bye-bye. Oh, wait. I need to put this one on the screen because it's got a nice music video. By the way, someone asked what the nationalist music channel was that I listened to. And asked, because I said engine, and it's hard to imagine how you spell that. This is the channel. It's loading. All right. See you on Friday. Bye-bye. I'm a fucking idiot, just so you know.